Now, we go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Captain Steve Boyle and the mayor, Jason Smith.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live on K105.3 from Columbia Central High School out here in Brooklyn. Onstead is here, too. And we are getting ready for a doozy, Jason, I'm expecting.
Yeah, it should be a fantastic game. Onstead and Columbia Central, both similar teams. One kind of trending in the right direction in Columbia Central, the other starting to tailspin a little bit after a strong start.
Well, let's talk about Columbia Central first here. 3-1 overall in the season, 1-1 here in the league after a game against Blissfield last week where they were up most of the way and a furious comeback effort by Blissfield, and they end up winning it near the end there in that one. So they're minutes away from being 4-0 on the season, a good team, and of course I think we all kind of know they're led by Cole Partridge.
Yeah, Cole is probably one of, if not the best quarterback in the area. He's 6'2", 185, can sling the ball all over the yard, and you'll see that tonight. The wind might be a little bit of a factor trying to go deep, but you'll still see Cole Partridge and his arm be a definite factor in this game.
Yeah, and he's a guy who will run the football too effectively, so you've always got to be keep an eye on that. And he's a tough kid too,
yeah.
So he'll get some tough yards for him too. Other guys that they were glad to have their full slate of weapons. I mean, Garrick Elliott's a guy that they look to as a weapon.
Carson Daniels.
Carson Daniels, another guy who are those are kind of the names that you've been hearing all year linked to the Columbia Central Golden Eagles and their hot start. They go 3-0 to start. They lost their last one in a close one. I think they're ready to try and jump back on those winning ways here against Onstead. They've won three straight games against Onstead.
Mm-hmm.
So historically, they're on a roll against Onstead, but you know, there are some in that Onstead Wildcat sideline that might say they're due.
Yeah, there's some that might say that, but if you look at common opponents, which is something that you and I talk about quite frequently, the one common opponent that they have this season so far in, I believe it was Blissfield, Onstead lost 51-8. So,
right.
I mean, and Columbia was up pretty much the entire game and let it slip. So this could be an interesting one where Columbia doesn't, maybe they learn their lesson and don't take their foot off the gas and dominate throughout most of the game. But if they let it slip like they did last week and take their foot off the gas a little bit, this is a team that might be able to slip up and shock them. First 2 weeks, they were putting up 40-plus points. So.
Right, and we always kind of look at the on the paper, and we tell you who might have the advantage or who's going to be the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But they play the games on the field, not on the paper, and
exactly.
This is going to be one of those nights where Columbia Central is going to have to not think about the last couple years where they've beaten up on them and not look at that score against Blissfield and just focus on tonight's game plan and executing. Weather-wise, like you said, a beautiful night where the threat of rain has kind of moved on, but it's windy, and if that can neutralize the passing game in any way, even a little bit, that's going to be a checkmark against Columbia Central. They're here at home. They got a great crowd going on, and we're looking forward to this game. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and try and get set up for the kickoff against the Columbia Central Golden Eagles and the Onstead Wildcats on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
The Village Peddler Gift Shop, Jackson County's only Vera Bradley retailer, with Vera Bradley brand lanyards, ID cases, and purses. New patterns are always arriving. Come see Got All Your Marbles jewelry at the Village Peddler Gift Shop, too. These rings, bracelets, pendants, and necklaces come with a bag of interchangeable colored marbles, which pop into the jewelry to make a new statement every day. Don't forget to grab a delicious treat at their chocolate counter. The Village Peddler Gift Shop, North Main Street on the Square in beautiful downtown Brooklyn.
Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Call Airflow Heating Company today to schedule your preseason cleaning and inspection for just $49. 784-6175. Airflow Heating Company offers free in-home estimates on new furnaces, boilers, and water heaters. You can even get rebates up to $400 on a new furnace from Consumers Energy. Be ready for the cold months ahead with Airflow Heating Company. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your inspection and free in-home estimate, or call Airflow Heating Company at 784-6175.
Hi, I'm Steve Doerr, Superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
computer ties and professional communication services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof. With on-site computer and network repairs, computer ties and professional communication services can save you time by coming to your home, assessing any issue, and taking care of the problem right there in your home. Computer ties and professional communication services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening not only downtown, but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our three Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith live on K105.3 here at Columbia Central High School. The band has taken to the field, and we are, that signals that we're pretty close to getting our game underway here. We want to say thank you to just a couple extra sponsors on tonight.
Yeah.
Vision Collision. We've got XL Staffing, who has been providing prizes for our tailgate party all season long. Some of the gift certificates, and we'll get to the winners here at some point, are the qualifiers for that two-year lease on the 2019 brand-new, beautiful Chevy Equinox from our main. Village Peddler Gift Shop, also on the game tonight, right there in downtown Brooklyn. That's a place. Brooklyn's a place where if you're looking for a unique gift, I always think of this. Because my mom is, I can't go to a department store and get something for my mom. I can't go to some place like that. She has all that stuff.
Right.
I have to find unique things for her, and Village Peddler Gift Shop is one of those great places right here in downtown Brooklyn.
Made in Michigan, made in America. They have all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So awesome. That's
a spot that I like to check out for those purposes. Let's go ahead and take another 2 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and get the kickoff for you. It's the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers with fresh ingredients and bold flavors are a great deal. But now, when you add in a milkshake for only $1, the deal gets even greater. Even greater? More greater. The greatliest. Either way, it's a pretty amazing deal. Come to Denny's today and get a milkshake for only $1 when you buy a burger. $1 price point applies to chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry milkshakes. Premium milkshake prices may vary. Limited time offer and participation may vary. Offer valid for dine-in only.
Hi, I'm April Benoist with Vision Collision. Has your car been damaged in an accident? If so, see your hometown auto body experts at Vision Collision. We'll fix your damage correctly and on time. Do you need a rental car? We'll pay 11% of your claim, up to $500, or ask us how we can help with your deductible. Come see us at Vision Collision on Wildwood in Jackson and on Page Ave in Michigan Center. Vision Collision, where quality and speed cost no more.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live at the Columbia Central High School football game here tonight with Onstead. And getting close to kickoff here, the team's final huddle up on the sidelines. Coach Kubiak, who he's my neighbor for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. You know, they've had a couple pretty quality years in a row, Jason.
Yeah.
And he said, I think this year is the one that he was pointing to where, you know, you start to see you're going to get these guys who are in their senior year who are at their most experienced level.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the year. So, you know, with that, again, that close loss to Blissfield on the road is that one mark against them. They're going to look to get back on that winning, get back toward the winning ways and try to make things happen here tonight against Onset. And I think they've got, I think it looks good for them here at home. The energetic crowd. And during warm-ups, something I always noticed about Columbia Central, and especially today, the team had just an energy that kind of emanates from them. It's not necessarily anything that's obvious. It's just a feeling that I got from them on the sideline. Just intensity, and they're ready to go. They will return here and start with possession of the football for our first quarter.
Yeah, they just, like, they seemed ready for this one, and also they kind of had a nice relaxed vibe to them. You know, it was cool and collected, but at the same time focused on exactly what they need to get done in this one.
You know, it's nice that a lot of their leadership is seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Cole Partridge, you look to the quarterback to be a leadership kind of guy anyway, and now here he is in his senior season, and this is his team. You know, for most purposes, the kickoff's going, and it's fielded at about the 15, dropped, and now he picks it up to run, going to the right, trying to get to the sideline. Now he's
got it.
To run up the sideline.
There he goes. He's
40,
still up.
Still on his feet at the 50, into outside territory.
He's gone.
He's going to go all the way. He does not step out. He's got a touchdown.
Touchdown.
All the way, Garrick Elliott. Touchdown. Columbia Central on the opening kick goes 85 yards. On that one, Garrick Elliott. And again, slow to get started, Jason. But
yeah.
once he saw that opposite edge, it was a race to the edge. He turns it upfield, and I don't see any flags.
Nope.
I don't see any signals that they're not in the end zone. That's a touchdown for Columbia Central.
Yeah, that's a great way to start this game, and we mentioned that they were ready to go. And you said it yourself. He was slow to develop, bobbled the ball on the return, but got a great great block upfield and some, got a seam and took advantage of it right on down the sideline.
Yeah, give it up for the blocking on that. Even when he got into traffic right around midfield, he just kept his pace going, and the blockers were able to keep the defense off of him. And just a great job by Garrick Elliott. They'll go Micah Sonnenberg out for the extra point try. Hold us down, kick us up, and
good.
Gets just over the upright and in, and just like that, it's 7-0 Columbia Central. We got 11:43 to go first quarter, 30-second break, and we'll come back and kick it the other way on K105.3.
Football frenzy's on tonight. You in?
I don't know if I have room for everybody.
Not to worry. My new man cave from Baker Builders is legit. They transformed my basement into paradise.
Baker Builders? You know, they did our new kitchen. My wife absolutely loves it. The work they did just brought new life into our house. Counters, cabinets, the works.
You should see our basement. I can't believe how they maximized our square footage.
I'm totally in.
Great. Use that new kitchen to bring the food.
Baker Builders. Experts in remodeling, finished basements, man caves, kitchens, and baths. Trusted, respected, sought after. To schedule your remodel, visit BakerBuilders.net.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at Columbia Central High School. Garrick Elliott with an 85-yardish. I was maybe 86.
Yeah.
Return. Sonnenberg boots it the other way, and Onstead will field right at about the 12. And it's number 2 for Onstead also.
Jerome Steele.
Which I'm glad we could see that jersey because, Jason, we speculated early with a little bit of glare over there and the yellow on white. Yellow numbers on white background. Some of these Onstead player numbers are going to be difficult to view for us from up here in the booth.
Yeah, they Onstead runs a tight package here. They ran it a lot in the warm-ups this morning. And Chase Hiram, Michigan Center students may remember that name. Damian Hiram, a teacher, went to Michigan State, played football there. So we'll see if Chase can carry on the family name there.
Now, it looks like they got some really good size on the down the offensive line, Jason. And yeah, really tight format, and they give to the back on first down. He's going to get about 3 before the pile falls back the other way on him. So they'll give him forward progress and get him to about 5 yards. Let's call it second and five on the carry. And again, difficult to grab a number on there on the carry. Let's see if we can establish who it was.
I don't think the spotter knows either.
So they touch down again here. Second down and five. Give to the same guy, and this time Columbia Central's ready for him. Not any running room on that one. Flock of Eagles. Able to bring him down on that play. So he did find a couple yards. Let's call it third and two and a half. So you get into a manageable third down scenario here, Jason. Yeah. That's about what you want to do if you're on set. You just got to have a third down play ready, and that's kind of a mix where you might have run, pass, or both options for you. I think we got Will Conrad on those carries, Jason.
I believe you are correct.
He takes it on this one, too, and is trying to pick through the defense, and it's going to be close to the chain. Looking for a signal from the... There it is, first down.
First.
So he had a nice patient run there, just kind of picked his way through those defenders.
Yeah.
And three plays. Just kind of a couple yards and a cloud of dust there. And they'll get to the first down.
Hey, you know what? They'll take it, though.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, yeah. And if you run successfully for a little while, that sets up play action. A lot of other things you can do off of that that run, that power run game. And there's some procedure issues. And it looks like a false start, and that's what they're signaling. Yep. So that's going to move them back 5 yards, and it'll be first and 15 now.
Yeah, everybody and their brother.
5 yard penalty.
Except for the official.
Well, half the guys knew the call, and half the guys didn't.
Yeah, and the official that made the call for the false start picked up the ball and tried to advance it 5 yards instead of walking it back 5 yards.
So that's the 33-yard line, first and 15.
MHSAA.com.
And there's play action. Fakes the pitch.
Right open.
All alone behind everybody. Garrick Elliott, the lone guy, with a shot at him. They'll bring him down, but he's deep into Columbia Central Golden Eagle territory. And, Jason, I feel like Nostradamus on that when I tell you have a power run game. Makes the play action a tool. He fakes a pitch out. That big guy gets down the field and rumbles his way down to the 20-yard line. Ah, just shy of it. Let's call it the 22.
Yeah, it looks like that was Cole Wixom who got open on that play.
Big kid there. Cole Wixom down the field, rumbled his way. And Columbia Central now guarding against the end zone. And there they fake the play action. And actually hand off. Misdirection there by the QB. Doesn't get a lot of room to run, though. Second down about 8 yards here for Onsted. They'll spot it right on the 20-yard line. We'll call that the red zone, though.
Roke Barth with the carry.
Yeah, I'll tell you, all the jersey numbers here, Jason, the blur.
It is.
Cannot pick
it's
one
tough.
Out.
You made the call to Jimmy's. 750-4200. Good run.
They give that big jumbo formation. Everyone's in. And there's another fake pitch. Misdirection comes back around. He's got some room to run. He's still on his feet inside the 10. First down yardage on the carry for Onsted is Will Conrad.
Garrick Elliott a little slow to get up, but he is on his feet, and he looks like he's going to shake it off. But they will err on the side of caution. Chase Tompkins will come in and replace him at that deep safety position.
First down with the rear side of the ball touching the 10-yard line. So the first and goal from here. 9 3/4 yards on first down. Gives to the fullback. And he's going to rumble right for about 5 yards down to the 5-yard line. And again, that is Wixom on the carry.
Yeah.
He's been an important player for Onsted on this drive. The Wildcats working it down. 7-0 Columbia Central. And touchdown return in the opening kickoff with 8:04 to go first quarter. Onsted now threatening to score. And we've seen both of these teams, Jason, have games where they put up big point total.
Oh, yeah.
Onset on the five on first down. Give is up the middle, and he's going to rumble into the end zone. Touchdown, Onset. And I think we have Wixom on the carry there again.
That is correct. Yeah, that is Wixom with the run in. Push the pile. I mean, literally, he was behind the pile just moving with it. And that was a great run by Cole Wixom.
Nice offensive possession by Onset. Even with the penalty, doesn't hurt them. They come back with a big play action pass downfield. That was the huge play on the drive, and Wixom gets the job done for the Wildcats. Here's your extra point try with 7:46 to go. We're tied at 7 on the K105.3 Football Frenzy 30-second break, and we'll be right back with the kick.
For over 31 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7 for emergencies. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 7:46 to go first quarter. Both teams on the board. We're tied at 7 on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Columbia Central and Onstead matched up here. Now Columbia Central sends that explosive kick return game back there to return again. Garrick Elliott on the far side of the field from us. They'll probably try to avoid getting it to him, but he still runs over to grab it. Again on the bounce. This time he's at the 7 when he finally corrals it. Again racing toward that sideline. Big block, and it's going to be
flagged
for being in the back.
Yep.
So Elliott struggles to get back to the 20, and again, he has not had a clean catch back there on the kickoffs. And
we have a block
that's going to be ruled a block in the back. Carson Daniels, it was probably really the side, but close enough to the back, I guess, where it was where it was a fair call. It was right in front of the official, so nobody's going to complain. They'll move it half the distance here.
And the officials are going to really crack down on that, too, this year with head injuries and things like that, and that whiplash effect from getting a block like that can really do a number on a young athlete, so they'll keep close eye on plays like that.
So Cole Partridge, first appearance here as the QB, starting inside his own 5-yard line, up 4.5 with 7:35 to go. They're tied at 7. The Columbia Central passing yardage record holder, Cole Partridge, hands off to Daniels on first down. Nice hole. He's going to get about 6 on the carry. But well blocked there. You can see the hole. And it's an ankle tackle that saves that from being a huge gain for Daniels. But a nice 6, maybe 7 yards there on first down.
Yeah, good play there. And they were focused in the shotgun that Partridge might throw the ball. Nice idea to hand the ball off. Give him a little bit of breathing room. It's not going to get you a first down, but it gives you a little bit of room to maneuver back there without the risk of a safety.
So much more you can do on second down and short, too, Jason. Kind of opens up the whole playbook. They split a couple guys wide. Partridge out of the shotgun. And again, it gives to Daniels around the right side. He's going to turn it upfield. He's got the first down. Still on his feet. Breaks a tackle. Rumbling ahead. Falls down at the 30-yard line. They'll probably spot it about the 28. But a big run there by Carson Daniels. And so far, 2 carries. And he's... They've just kept him from breaking loose. At some point, I think we're going to call Carson Daniels' name for a long touchdown run tonight if he keeps running like that.
Yeah, definitely. Carson did a fantastic job on that play. They had him dead to rights with maybe a 3 or 4 yard gain, and he just kept the legs churning, shoved the tackler off, and big first down.
Yeah, he kind of just shrugged the guy off who was trying to hold him around the shoulders. Partridge in the shotgun. He's got 2 wide receivers. Again, the give on first down. This time, not a lot of room to run. Second down at about 9. Again, it's Daniels on the carry.
Gain of a yard, 2nd and 9 for the Golden Eagles.
And we'll see Garrick Elliott check in. He is their one of their offensive weapons in the passing game.
Yeah, he's been having to run all over the field here so far. Defense, he's the one who makes the tackle on that big play by Wixom. And then on offense, of course, he runs 85-plus yards on the kick return.
He's going to line up in the slot here.
Partridge back to pass, rolling out to his left. Lost it down to Elliott.
He got it.
What an adjustment by Garrick Elliott. Still on his feet, dragging a defender into onset territory over the 40. Down to the 36-yard line.
Great play there.
There's three defenders and Garrick Elliott, and Elliott's the one who knew what was happening. He adjusted perfectly and turns around and catches that in his breadbasket, and then still able to, with those defenders right there, turn it upfield and get some runs, some yard after the catch.
Yeah, that was a fantastic play. Partridge threw it a little bit short. Garrick Elliott came back with just in the right spot to high point the pass, and good reception there.
Trip receivers left for Cole Partridge again out of the shotgun. And this time it's kind of a, he had to do the QB option, and he handed it off. Either way, it looks like that was going to get snuffed. So they'll move back to the 40, and that's about a three-yard loss, second and 13 here for Columbia.
Yeah, those RPOs, occasionally they can work to your advantage, but Onset just had too much penetration into the backfield to really make either option work.
Second down play, Partridge out of the shotgun again. Three receivers to his left, one to his right. He's back to pass. Throwing now. Elliott, everyone, he's going to walk it into the end zone.
Touchdown.
What a play. Perfect touch pass into Elliott's hands. And that is 43 yards for the touchdown. Columbia Central, another quick score. Two big passing plays. Cole Partridge adding to his school record passing yardage total. 13-7 with 4:45 to go first quarter. The Kimono 5.3 football friends. The extra point set here. Sonnenberg just about as close as you get to a guarantee on the extra point in the area. And he puts the boots to that one. It looks like it's good from here. The officials agree. 14-7, Columbia Central leads. 30-second break. And we got another kickoff coming your way on K105.3.
At Summit Orthodontics, Dr. Backinger and her team make braces fun. Summit Orthodontics specializes in family-friendly scheduling. They know you need flexibility, so appointments are on time with no waiting in one room or another. Before and after school appointments are normal and encouraged, so there's no time off work or school. Getting braces for you or your children should be relaxing and stress-free. After you meet Dr. B and her team, you'll know why Summit Orthodontics is number one in Jackson for braces and your smile. Summit Orthodontics, 517-782-9331.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, high-scoring affair here in the first quarter. We've still got 4:45 to play. 14-7, Columbia Central leads. Sonnenberg's got it teed up and ready for the kickoff. Onset back to return.
As the cheerleaders do some push-ups for the score.
High end-over-end kick, fielded about the 9. And the return hit right at the 15. Two defenders. Just indecisive there on the return, Jaron Seal. And that's Onset will take over inside their own 20. First and 10, but they were able to execute a pretty good drive last time, Jason.
Yeah.
Columbia Central's got a good mix of having to try and stuff that big running game, but also they can't get beat deep.
Yeah, they have to figure out that jumbo formation because they've got four options in the backfield to hand the ball off to. Plus, they have to respect the play action.
Mm-hmm. So Onset comes out, jumbo set. Now I'm seeing an audible there. Columbia Central's got everybody, almost everybody in the box. One guy back. It's like five linebackers out there.
Oh, yeah.
They fake the pitch, and they give up the middle, and that's Wixom with nowhere to go. So the Columbia defense piles them up and shuts them down there in first down.
Yeah, the plan of attack works. The only one they had back was Chase Tompkins, who's got good speed, but they have stacked the box with 10 in the box, which is not something you hear people say often.
They did get about a yard and a half on the play, second and we'll say 8. So even when it looks like Columbia stuffs the play, Jason, they still end up getting a couple yards out of it. And now they send a pitch outside, getting to the edge, and turn it upfield to Seal. Puts down his shoulder. He's got the first down. He's up to the 35. A nice run there by Onstead. And again, they'll keep opening up the playbook little by little. Those big runs up the middle is what sets them up for those big plays to the outside. And then again, throwing deep off play action. So again, they use that big power running game to set up the big plays. And that one was not huge, but a big chunk.
Even the first down. Yeah, even the 2 yard carries are really focusing Columbia's efforts on the middle of the field. And that will definitely open up that pitch play.
From the 34, there's your snap. We got a flag on the play. And that's going to get them to, they'll carry to the 40, but we expect that to be going backwards with the false start.
Yep.
And that's what it is indeed. First and 15 now for the Wildcats. Chase Hyrum has been pretty mistake-free overall.
Yeah.
I don't know if you, I mean, he gets, does he get the false start penalty or?
No, that went on the tailback that took a step just before the ball was snapped.
And you could see on the previous play, even Jason, the big pitch play that the halfback looked like he took off just a little early. So they come up first and 15.
And even
Seals
the running
split out left.
Huge.
Yeah, everybody's big on that squad. Seals puts out left. They pitch out, picking apart and looking for room. And good job by the Golden Eagles to kind of stretch that play out. He's got about two on the play still, though. And that'll be second down about 12, actually, here for Onstead.
Yeah, Will Conrad with the carry there. And he's a big kid, but he's got decent speed to go with it.
Yeah, we're going to have to start to get familiar with these guys by their running style rather than their number, because they're all big. And we can't really make out the numbers up here. 2:49 to go, 14-7 Columbia Central. Onstead, play action here.
Got
and Hyrum looks to throw. He's open man.
Broken up.
Great play coming in there late. Give it up for Chase Tompkins, because the receiver has the ball in his hands. His arms are outstretched, and he comes in with a big paw and just kind of swipes the hand across, knocks it out of his arm, and a great defensive play there. Third down and about 12.
Great heady play by Tompkins, indeed. He's a senior, and that showed right there with the arms outstretched. He did the smart thing and just bat the ball away.
Yeah, and if he just comes in and tries to go to the body and takedown or even at the legs, that the receiver probably pulls that in, but he comes across the body with that swipe and it made the play. And now it looks like we get another false start against Onstead. So they'll dig the hole a little deeper here. Third down and about 18 now.
Once again, and you see him trying to get that good launch for the offensive line to get the push, but just every now and again they take off a hair too early.
2:40 to go here in our first period, 14-7. Football Frenzy brought to you by Art Main Chevrolet. 2-year lease on a 2019 Chevy Equinox up for grabs. And when we have an opportunity here, we'll announce the names that qualified for that here in our, is this week five already?
Yes, week five.
Gosh, flying by. And there they go. They give up the middle. Nice fake. And still on his feet. He might get back to the original line of scrimmage, but that still leaves 4th and 10. Likely punting situation for Onstead.
Back to the original line. And that was, looks like Wixom on the carry. And now they'll send out the punting unit. Kane Strack, the senior, I believe, is back deep to punt. How is their punter huge? Like the one position on the field that's not supposed to be massive, and he's still a big kid. Something in the water down there.
And there's your snap. It's right into his hands, and a nice punt, really. That's going to carry out of bounds, though, and I'll give a little credit on that one to the wind. And so the Eagles will take over control. And let me grab those names for you. For our 10 qualifiers for the Equinox, Sally Coughlin, Kelly Spears, Josh Black, Jennifer Sonnenberg, Jeremy Nye, Ann Crane, Robin Hall, Peggy Randolph, Jennifer Carpenter, and Janelle Rolfs. So congrats to those guys. They got a chance to take home the Equinox. Every time I see it, I'm just I wish I could win, dude.
It's awesome.
150 left. So first down here on, it actually went out at the 45. And on first down, just a great defensive effort by Onstead. They're going to lose about 2 yards on the play. Second down and 12 for Columbia.
And that was slow to develop there. Partridge really didn't look like he could make up his mind whether to give the ball to Daniels or keep it himself. And they just kind of ran together, both holding the football for a couple of feet before Partridge finally pulled it back and took off. And by then it was too late.
That read option, something they like to do. 1:18 on our first quarter clock. We'll tick down to the second quarter here briefly. 14-7, Columbia leads with the football. Nice defensive effort on their last possession. Out of the shotgun, Partridge with four wide receivers. Throws quick.
Got a man Gary wide
Elliott
open.
Again out and beyond everyone, and he's going to go to the house. Garrick Elliott.
Number two, touchdown.
Touchdown, wow. Elliott. He goes.
Wow.
Call it 60 yards on the pass play. Nearly 60 yards. And again, Elliott, how do you, I mean, we come into this understanding that Garrick Elliott is likely Cole Partridge's favorite target. How do you let him get behind you like that? Just great route running by Elliott and a fantastic quick release throw by Cole Partridge, and he's having himself quite a game tonight. The pair are having a fantastic game tonight.
Yes, they are.
Subway player of the game at the end of this one might be tough to determine. We're still just coming up on the end of one, and it's 20-7, and call it 21 after the extra point is good by Sonnenberg. 21-7, 54 seconds to go first quarter. We'll take another 30-second break for the kickoff on K105.3.
Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services can help your business stay safe inside and outside of the network. Plus, they offer phone systems, sales and support, and in-house repairs. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Chelsea is up 7-0.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live at Columbia Central High School, 21-7, the Garrick Elliott Show. He's got three TDs in this one. And they will kick off again. Micah Sonnenberg's getting some work on his leg here with kickoff efforts and extra points.
And it falls,
and it falls off the tee. Again, windy.
Yeah.
And this gives us an idea, Jason. I mean, we know it's windy up here at the top of the bleacher.
Yeah.
But that gives you an idea how windy it is down in the field, too. And it may be a little greater appreciation for the couple of on the nose passes that Cole Partridge is throwing today.
Yeah.
Because he's throwing them into this 40-mile-per-hour wind gust we've got going on tonight.
Quick out-of-town scoreboard update. Chelsea leads Jackson High 7-0. Also, Grass Lake Addison. Grass Lake leads 7-0 after one. Michigan Center 16-0 over Vandercook.
Sonnenberg's kickoff does go out of bounds. And that time, I can't blame the wind because it's kind of going the other way.
Yeah. It's been swirling a little bit up here when we were getting the antennas and stuff set up. It would blow in one direction, then it would blow in the other direction.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of moving around a little bit. But
Well, I noticed during the anthem, Jason, the Onstead cheerleaders have their pom-poms at their feet, and they were blowing away like shimmering tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed. I'm not sure who he is, the trainer or somebody over here in the golf cart. He's lost his hat a number of times.
And Onstead comes out with that tight formation, again trailing 21-7. 53 seconds still on our first quarter clock. They're set up at the 35. And there you go, Seal getting the carry there. He's the speed back out there.
Is that just because he's the smallest one?
I guess we haven't seen them in a race, but they use him in positions where you'd like a guy to have some speed, I guess is my assumption.
Indeed, yeah. He's one of the more svelte ball carriers, along with Nathan Spears out on the outside with the at the wide receiver spot. I would assume everybody else looks like they're a power something.
And again, doesn't look like a lot, Jason, but they get 4 yards on first down. They just keep going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And again, here's another handoff. It looks like it's Wixom. Or was it Conrad?
It looks like it's Wixom. Conrad just came back into the huddle there. Yep, that's Wixom.
Okay, so Wixom. And again, he's hitting the backfield right just after the exchange and still gets him about 3 yards. Third down and 7.
That'll do it in the first quarter.
1. We'll take a break here. 21-7. Columbia Central leads Onstead. Back in a minute on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening not only downtown, but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our 3 Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Welcome back. You're on this for the Chevrolet Cadillac Sports Weekend.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live at Columbia Central High School. Onstead, they've switched directions, now moving right to left on your radio dial. And the handoff is good for a first down, but a flag comes up immediately, and I think we're going to get another procedure penalty against the Wildcats, another false start, and is it the third or the fourth?
That
one?
Is number 4.
Yeah, and that has that hurt them on their last possession. It looks like it's going to get them here too. They certainly would have moved the chains with that big carry. Instead, they'll move it backwards.
So now we've got third and call it 8.
Third and 39. Eight. I'll call it that. Look at that official shirt. Just
the wind is just whipping down there. And we can see the trees in the backdrop of the stadium here swaying pretty good.
Just into the second quarter here on K105.3. Our second quarter is brought to you by East Jackson Public Schools. Together we thrive. Play action pitch. Good pressure by Columbia Central, and it's a big sack. Bring him down at the 15-yard line. No, excuse me, 25. What a sack, though. Great pressure. He runs the play action, that fake pitch, which they've run a couple times.
Yep.
And then when he went to look up field, there's the defender in his grill.
Yeah, Tommy Ronders with good pressure there. Brought him down for the sack. Just all around good defensive effort there, and that's going to force Onstead into another punting situation.
It was like on Tecmo Bowl when you call the same play as the offense. That's how it looked on that one.
It's in my Nintendo right now.
There's your punt. It's up in the air. That's hanging. Nice punt. Bounces and rolls to the 40 and dives almost right on the 40-yard line. Thank you for that punt accuracy there so we can have the easy call to tell you where the field position is going to be for Columbia Central. With 11:08 to go in the first half, the Golden Eagles will take over again. East Jackson Community Schools, that is the site of our next broadcast.
That's right.
Week
the
from Dome tonight. Can I get a milkshake there?
I don't think you can at anymore.
Let's try.
You can at Cascades Ice Cream. I know you can get the Dome Malt there.
Oh. Okay.
Just saying. But.
Hey, and while we got a timeout from the Wildcats, we'll keep it here on the broadcast. I do want to take a moment to say happy 5th wedding anniversary to my wife,
Abby.
So while she might be celebrating without me. I'm at work tonight, so I'll make it up to her, I promise.
Well, I called you out for that earlier because I thought you had left for a little while in the afternoon, and I'm like, oh, maybe he went to, grab like an anniversary lunch or something, and then you came back, and I'm like, why are you here?
I never left, Jason.
Really?
I never left. I was asleep in the conference room.
Your secret's safe with me, man.
I know the listeners probably just want to hear more football stuff, but I was awoken by the owner.
Yep.
And even though, I mean, it's on my own time, but you get caught sleeping by the owner, it's never good.
Never good.
Never a good look. First and 10 for Columbia Central on their own 40-yard line. They come out with four wide receivers. They like that trip set to the right. Looks a lot like what Grass Lake does. Shotgun with Carson Daniels in the backfield. Senior quarterback Cole Partridge ready to go. And they run right up on there. A lot of press coverage, and they hand off on first down. And the defensive line for Onset just all over that play. On the first down carry, they'll pull him down for a loss. Second down and 11.
Yeah, Carson was it was a little bit of a low snap for Cole Partridge there. Carson Daniels was a little bit slow to develop on the play just because of the bad snap. And good penetration by Onstead to get him in the backfield for the one-yard loss.
Second and 11, they come out again, spread formation. Partridge in the backfield with Daniels. Keep an eye out for Garrick Elliott. He's been the target. He's over in the flat. Partridge chooses to go deep again. He's got a man behind
him.
What a throw and catch.
Wow.
Unbelievable. He beats two defenders downfield. Cole Partridge put that on the money. Absolutely. And he's going to get down to the 16-yard line on that huge pass play again. Though it does not go to Garrick Elliott. It's Chase Tompkins on the reception.
Yeah, on that play, Tompkins kind of slowed a little bit, thinking it might have been thrown a little short. And then he had to turn it back on to catch up to the ball. And just a well-placed football by Cole Partridge.
Showing off the arm there. That throw was about 45 yards in the air. Partridge now in the shotgun. Four wide, this time two to each side, and he's back to pass on first down and goal. Or not goal, excuse me, they can't get a first down. And he chucks it downfield at the feet of... Do we have a number on that?
Blake Ellison.
Blake Ellison
was his intended target there. And a good heads-up play by Partridge. He didn't really have anybody open, and Ellison was covered, kind of. He might have been able to hit him with a perfect throw, but on the run, that's tough to do. And
right, and he put some energy on that throw. It was a hard throw.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of one of those, either my guy's catching it or no one.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just about to say. It's your man or no man is usually the philosophy with throws like that.
Pistol formation now for Partridge. Takes the snap, fakes the give, rolling out to his right, got a man, and that one's caught. There's that throw is on the money, right in the breadbasket. Well, if he doesn't catch it, actually, it probably hits him in the face mask. Aiden Adams on the catch.
Yeah, good throw. And that the play action there gave Cole Partridge just enough time to get free and make that throw. Without that play action, he had a guy bearing down on him quick.
Football's on the 10-yard line, third down and about three. Under 10 minutes to go, first half, 21-7. Columbia Central leads, knocking on the door again. And now we get movement on the defensive line. And that's going to be offside.
Yep. That'll be a first down. First and goal for
offside.
Columbia Central.
On the Wildcats.
And the Wildcats kind of are just trying to jump the play, it looks like.
Yeah, they've been trying to get that the line push, which is normally a solid strategy, but you've they may have to back off on the gas pedal a little bit with those defensive linemen and the offensive line, which is going to slow everything down for the rest of their systems.
Update from Chelsea, the Bulldogs 14-8 over Jackson High right now. Looks like they're going a little back and forth there. Shotgun for Partridge. Now he's looking to roll out and throw to his right, and again fires into the end zone, just gunning it. And that one goes just through the hands of Aiden Adams in the incomplete. Second down and goal for Columbia Central from the Onstead 6-yard line.
That good solid out route there, just kind of put a little bit of mustard on it, and too hot to handle there for Aiden Adams.
So we got two wideouts for Partridge. Daniels in the backfield with him. And the snap fakes to Daniels. Partridge keeps up the middle. And he's going to come up short of the goal line, it looks like, from here. And no signal on the field yet. And I don't know. See where the spot goes. Looks like it's going to go down to about the 1.5.
1 or 2 yards.
Makes it third and goal now for Columbia Central. Of course, they lead 21-7. We've got 9:34 left on our first half clock, second quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Superintendent Steve Dorr, nice guy. And they've been really talking about their, got that kind of middle college program going on out there. And
yeah. The 13th year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good stuff. They're really working hard over there at East Jackson to improve that school and then having a ton of success right now. Give on third down is Carson Daniels. Partridge seems to believe it was in the end zone. No signal from an official yet. And it looks like they're going to spot it short.
Yeah, one official standing on the goal line, one at the three.
And that is just a, let's call it the 6-inch line.
Yeah.
For fourth down. We'll see what Coach Kubiak draws up here, or whether they just put some points up on the leg of Micah Sonnenberg.
Garrick Elliott came into the game. Normally a aerial threat. So we'll see if he's maybe a decoy on this play. Solid decision to go for it here. I mean, if you come up short, you've got Onstead buried back deep. And they got a flag, it looks like.
Timeout.
Timeout.
So let's go ahead and take a 30-second break here for the timeout. 8:14 to go. First half, 21-7, Columbia Central over Onstead on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations, free childcare while you work out downtown, free featured group exercise classes, access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract, so give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Gracie Tyler.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 8:14 to go here, first half. Columbia Central at about the 6-inch line with a fourth down play. They send the offense out before the timeout. We'll see what they come back out of the huddle with here. And yeah, it's full offense going out there.
Looks like they're going to go two wide receivers on both sides. And Carson Daniels back there with Partridge.
And Daniels takes it. He dives through the hole into the end zone, and that's a touchdown. Carson Daniels from the one.
Wow, 27-7.
And we've got an extra point pending here to make it 28-7.
Carson Daniels.
A windy night here at Columbia Central High School, but they are putting up scoring numbers like crazy, and it just looks like Onstead just can't keep pace with this kind of offensive onslaught.
Yeah, they've been moving the ball quick, and they're not really going no huddle or anything like that. It's just been a nice, steady, consistent pace that Columbia's been on, and everything has worked. Extra point is up and good.
So it's 28-7. Columbia Central pouring on the offense here in the early going. Garrick Elliott, the early favorite for the Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. Stay tuned following the final buzzer for our Subway Player of the Game. 28-7. We got 8:10 to go here first half. We'll keep it on the broadcast and say thank you to a couple sponsors like XL Staffing. Big thank you to them for supplying one of the gift certificates that we gave away at the tailgate party. If you missed out on the chance, don't worry. Come back for the East Jackson game next week.
Yeah.
And we'll give away a couple more prizes, and we'll get 10 more people signed up for a chance at that 2-year lease on the 2019 Chevy Equinox from Art Main Chevrolet. Onstead back to receive the kickoff. Ball up on the tee. We've seen it get blown off of there already, and it does not look like the wind has subsided at all, Jason.
No, not at all.
Not a single MPH. As the cheerleaders knock out their push-ups, they're going to be in pretty good shape here when it's all said and done on the kind of offense that Columbia Central has been able to muster tonight. Kickoff goes through the end zone, and that'll be a touchback, and Onstead will take over on the offense with 8:10 to go. Fun one here so far at Columbia Central.
Yeah. The two different styles of offense, they've both been moderately effective. I mean, Onstead's obviously less effective in the late going versus Columbia Central, but the two different, I mean, they're wildly different offenses has been a really fun thing to watch for both of these schools.
And, you know, I don't know if we can judge the effectiveness of the offense for Onstead as much as right now it's been the discipline.
Yes.
Because it's been penalties that have really hurt them on their last couple possessions.
Points for Columbia Central.
Yeah, 3-4 yard gains work, but when you're 15, 20 yards back. And there's a big carry up the middle.
And there's
still on his
kicking
feet.
Off a defender there at Hoppin. And a nice run by Wixom on first down for Onstead. And he gets up to the 40-yard line. Update for Napoleon. Pirates up 14-0 in the first quarter at Manchester. At last check, Chelsea was leading Jackson High 14-8. Keeping our eye on that one. And Michigan Center 16-0 over Vandercook Lake in the first quarter.
Oh, I just got an update. Xier Edwards takes a snap, dives into the end zone. 15-14 Jackson.
Jackson High trying to continue this unbeaten season, be their first ever 5-0 start.
Yeah.
First year in a new conference. Nice to get it going with a hot streak. First down carry here for Onstead. They get it out to the 45. Second down. And 5 yards. 5 yards and then the width of the yard line, right?
Yes.
It's on the back side of that yard line. Jumbo formation at one wide receiver. The pitch out goes to Seal, and he gets to the outside, turns it upfield, first down into Columbia Central territory, and gets down to the 47.
Good burst there by Seal on that carry. Once he got around to the edge, he really kind of turned it up a little bit and showed off some of that athletic burst.
So first down for Onstead. They get into Columbia Central territory. They keep the big formation out, no receivers. And again, as long as they're not committing penalties, Columbia Central's had a tough time stopping the run. There's a little movement and a give up the middle. They latch out of the ankles and bring the big guy down. And so just a yard, second down and 9 for Onstead. The Wildcats moving the football here. Trailing 28-7. We got 6:35 to go here in the first half, second quarter for East Jackson Community Schools.
Nice luxury that Columbia has is they have a deep bench, so they have the ability to rotate defensive linemen in and out, keep them fresh, which should help them in the long run in this game, especially against a grinding, tightly bunched offense like Onstead runs.
One wide out on the play now for Onstead, and there's a give up the middle. He's got some room to run, and he's rumbling. First down inside the 35, down to about the 32, and Conrad on the carry. And he gets a big gain there.
And the big senior with finally getting some room to move.
Yeah, and you can kind of see he definitely has some speed in those wheels. He just hasn't been able to unleash it, but he started to there. They get him into space, and those big guys are going to be tough to take down, too. 5:53 to go in the half, 28-7. They trail. They can cut that lead down. They can keep this drive moving. First down again, that's about the 32-yard line in Columbia Central territory. They give up the middle. Wixom sidesteps the defense and gets some space. Helmet comes off on the tackle. Whose helmet was that?
That was number 20. That is Ryan Tumas. So he'll have to come off for at least one play.
And we'll get a timeout here for the Golden Eagles. Talk about this defense as Onstead continues to move the football. First down, and that's about at the 20-yard line. So Onstead knocked on the red zone here with 5:34 to go in the first half. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Stay tuned at the halftime for our friends at Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey carpet dealer. Collins Brothers Floor Covering, downtown Jackson.
Nice area. Quote Jim Price.
I just don't want your radio title to be just right.
No, it's far from it. But
Tigers playing right now, actually, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
At home with Kansas City. They need to win one more.
Last I checked, Lumen Christi alumni Ryan Lamar was 3-for-3 with 3 RBI as well in the Chicago White Sox game.
And there's your handoff on first down. They go right up to the middle again. And again, a big chunk able to be gained on the play. It's about 5. 5:19 as the clock ticks down here in our first half.
And that's the one downside to this type of offense that Onstead runs is it's a lot of ball control, which means they eat a lot of clock. So if you're playing from behind, it doesn't really work to your advantage.
Yeah, it's vital that they get points here on this possession, Jason. And
from under center.
And they'll need to get a stop at some point here against Columbia. And there's, again, patience on the run as Conrad tries to pick a spot to dive forward. And he's going to be about 3 yards shy of the first down marker, third down for the Wildcats.
Probably the smartest move he made there was taking his time to let that hole develop. Nice little one cut and take off, pick up a couple yards, and make it a third and manageable here for Onstead.
Yeah, and really, the way they run, you know, at worst case scenario, they get a yard or yard and a half on this play, and they run a fourth down play. Jumbo package. Everybody down. That's up the middle to Wixom, it looks like, and he's going to get the first down.
He's it for the score.
And trying to get into the end zone.
Looked like he was in, but
Columbia Central able to stand up. And I think the battle's really there at about the 5, Jason.
Yeah, they're going to spot it at the 5.
Scrum of players there. And they do put it down, actually, the nose of the football on the 5-yard line. First and goal now for Onstead. 4:04 as the clock ticks away. 28-7 our score.
Yeah, they've moved, 20 yards-ish in the last 60 seconds? That's not a viable model when you're trailing by 3 scores.
You got to make up 21 points. Well, it's a start. And there's play action fake. Out the pass into the end zone. And it's caught. Touchdown. Onstead. So they go to the air at a vital time after they were pounding the run all the way down the field. The touchdown pass is completed. And we'll try to get you. It looks like it was Seal maybe. Seal on the receptions who I've got.
Yep.
For Onstead. And a nice possession for Onstead.
Yeah.
No false start penalties. And there you see what they're capable of.
Like you said, they move the ball well when they don't shoot themselves in the foot. Mm-hmm. And it showed right there, and they saved that play-action pass for the right time.
And just tough yardage there. They just kept getting the big play, not the big play, but the steady play. And there's a two-point conversion attempt, and he gets into the pile, and I don't think he got it, Jason.
No, he looks short. Yep, they're going to say he's about a yard short.
Reaching. Seems like a odd time to go for two to me.
Yeah, I agree with you.
3:43 to go first half, 28-13, Columbia Central leads. They'll get the football back. We'll take a 30-second break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, I'm Steve Dorr, Superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, Columbia Central sends the return team out of the field once again. Of course, they've shown how dangerous they can be. Garrick Elliott took one to the house from about 85 yards on the opening kickoff with 3:43 to go. Got to hope to not let something like that happen again.
Squib it.
And that is a low roller. They pick it up, and nice big hit there. And the runner bounced off and tried to keep going. Pretty good field position here for Columbia Central. They'll be right around the 40-yard line.
Returns it out near the 40-yard line where
Net return by Blake Webb, 5'7", 135 junior.
And an update. Jackson High with a 14-yard touchdown run, now lead 22-14 at Chelsea. 3:39 to go, first half here. Cole Partridge going out of the shotgun. He's got four wide receivers, two to each side, and he's back to pass. Good time. Fires it up the middle, and it's a little short, and the dive attempt unsuccessful, incomplete. Second down and 10 for the Golden Eagles from their own 39-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like that one was intended for Blake Ellison, the junior, 5'5", 130.
Ding! Second down and 10. Partridge brings him back to the line with four wide. And there's the snap. Fakes the give. Now rolling out to his left. Turns. Gets it to Elliott. He dropped it.
Oh.
Goes off of Elliott's hands. He jumped up to get it. Ricochets off the hands and right into the waiting arms of the onset defender. And it looked like he had it, and at the last moment, it just kind of popped out.
Yeah, that was Nathan Spears Chase Hiram back playing safety. Had his hand on it and just couldn't quite reel it in.
So 3:28 to go here. It is still third down and 10. A couple incomplete passes.
Two on one.
And it looks like Columbia trying to move it up the field here quickly with time winding down in the first half. And they'll have a third try here. This time they fake the give to Daniels. Turns to throw. Partridge fading back. And nearly picked off again. Look at the collision between those two. And even with that collision, it was nearly caught by Ryan Tumas. But incomplete. Brings up fourth and 10. And I think Columbia is going to pull the punt team out.
And indeed they will. Jerron Seal with the breakup on that pass play.
Important to get a stop at this point for onset, Jason. Now they'll have 3:22 to try and get some more points on the board before the half to get themselves back into this contest. High snap. He gets the punt away, but it's high and not long. Bounces and takes a good Columbia Central roll. It'll die at the 34-yard line. And that's where onset will take over. 3:11 to go first half, and we start getting a little bit of drama coming up here as we wind down to the first half. Exciting games up to this point.
Yeah, you're not in a must-score situation yet, but it helps if you can get one now. But 3:11 with, what do you got there, a 65-ish yard field to go. With the offense that they run, they're going to need a couple of big plays here in order to score before the end of the half.
Yeah, it's not a must score, but it would be great if we did score if you're the onset Wildcats. And like you said, their offense doesn't necessarily play into getting a quick score here with 3:11 to go. But on their first possession, they did show some big play potential. And looks like we got a timeout.
Well, there's a flag by the official on the far end.
Yep. We have a sideline.
And that's a sideline infraction against Onstead. So this time it's the not even the offense that shoots themselves in the foot, but
I think that's a warning.
So that'll be a warning for Onstead.
First and 10 now.
One wide receiver here for the Wildcats. Still a tight formation. And there's a handoff. And Columbia Central did a nice job on that play. And that's going to actually be for a loss. But barely.
Yeah.
Second down at about 10 and a half.
Yeah, they didn't even move the down marker at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything happens within a couple of feet of the line of scrimmage, really, with everything they do in the offense. So difficult to stop them for any kind of loss.
It'll be second and 10 now.
2:39 to go, ticking down. Second down, 10 and a half. Wildcats come up in that jumbo formation. But, again, it's notable that they have the wideout out there. Watch for some play action. At some point, they're going to need to get a big play. This time, they try to go to the outside. He's got about five. Tries to cut back across the field. Dives forward, and he's going to lean to about a 7-yard gain on second down.
And there's some laundry in the backfield, usually where you would see maybe a holding or some other type of infraction on the offense, and that is going to be a hold.
You're going to be holding on the Wildcats.
Penalty against the onset Wildcats. And moving backwards. So, again, Jason, we noted their offense seems to operate pretty well when they're not committing penalties. In this case, you don't want to lengthen the field for yourself anymore with 2:18 to go here in the half. Now it's second down and a mile.
Yeah, and your offense is slow to move, slow to develop, and you huddle up, you take your time to the line. That does not bode well for them here. They get the ball back to start the second half, but you'd like to be within one score when you do that, ideally.
They had the opportunity, for sure. Under 2 minutes now. Second down, and it looks like about 22, excuse me, to me. So, we'll see what they do. They do a reverse play, and Columbia Central all over it. Great job keeping contained by the defensive end, and grabs them for another loss. Third down, and let's just say it's far.
Yeah, it's third and a mile. Tommy Ronders got in there to initiate the contact on that reverse. 1:25 in the half to go.
And that's running clock now with the play staying in bounds. So at this point, I think you run as much time off the clock as you can on this play if you're onside, and then you get the punt unit out there and hope to get a good boot. Try and run out this half, and they go with the jumbo play here. And there's a big give up the middle. He's got some room to run. Still on his feet. He's going to get near the original line of scrimmage. No further. But that's a big play.
That is a huge play.
And we'll get a timeout from the Golden Eagles with 53 seconds. They lead 28-13. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. In the second quarter, again, for East Jackson Community Schools, they host Napoleon a week from tonight as our football frenzy continues to make the rounds of the area. 2-year lease on a 2019 Chevy Equinox from Art Main Chevrolet. I just keep seeing beautiful vehicles at Art Main Chevrolet when I go by there, Jason. Just, I'm really a fan of the Camaro these days.
Yeah, actually, I don't live too far from there, so I drive by it occasionally. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, I mean, I just bought my Regal, but I'm thinking my next car might have to be a Camaro. By the time I get this one paid off, it'll be time for my youngest to start driving. So she'll need a car, and I'll need a Camaro.
I don't see that in the cards. But we'll see. Yeah. Time will tell.
Time will tell.
I'm gonna remember this broadcast. I'm gonna go back in time when your next car is one of those big Chevy vans or something.
No, I did the minivan thing. I'm liking my small sedan now.
Here comes the punt. It's a low liner, and it's going to bounce and no return. And that's going to die at about the 30-yard line. Good punt. And the Eagles will have about 46 seconds. Three and out on their last possession. And we know they have big play capability in Cole Partridge's arm. But they had a difficult time moving the ball through the air in their last possession. So we'll see if the defense has what it takes. Bottom of the third in Detroit. And the Royals lead the Tigers 3-0.
Oof.
2-0. Excuse me. 2-0. And here you go. First down. Low snap, but he picks it up quickly. Partridge to throw. He's got one-on-one coverage on the outside.
Get
up to get it. Looks like he caught it.
Yeah, he's got it.
And it's a good catch. Deep ball.
Wow.
And a big reception. And another weapon for Cole Partridge is Mason Crane. He went up high to get that one. And a great concentration to come down with it because he went up, Jason, with the outstretched arms, but he brought it in with the kind of a basket catch.
Yes, he did.
So he had to adjust to it after the first contact, and great job to catch it. 36 seconds, Partridge rolling out right.
Big block.
Gets it to the short receiver, sliding catch. Can't get up and run, but he will move the football, and not quite a first down.
Clock running.
21 seconds. 28-13 Columbia Central lead. Halftime coming up. Partridge quick, takes the snap, looking to throw, rolling out to the right again, and this time we've got a flag on the play. It looks like it's going to be a hold.
Yeah.
Or even a chop block.
Yeah, back in the area of a hold, chop block. Yep, holding.
They get the holding signal.
Holding.
So that'll stop the Columbia Central offense here. And 10 seconds still on the clock.
It'll be a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul.
Boy, those officials' jerseys are still whipping around from that win, too. And you're still a handful of yards away out of Micah Sonnenberg's range, especially with the wind.
I think this is going to be our last play, Jason. Another low snap, but Partridge gets it. Wings it to the end zone. He's got a man open. Oh, the throw just beyond the outstretched arms of Aiden Adams, but he was open, and now Columbia Central will get one more shot at it.
Mm-hmm.
And as they've shown here, they're not going to hesitate to take the shots.
Yeah. Well, at this point, that's really all you got.
First half of action.
And a high-scoring first half, 28-13. Columbia Central with the advantage and the football here. Last chance for the half, you would presume. Well, I presume the last one was. I'm drunk.
Yeah, it's going to take them about 5 seconds.
Two on either side.
And they'll play prevent here.
There's the snap, back to throw, and there's your time's going to run out. Partridge looking to run. Now he's got to run. He's got to go to the end zone, pushed out of bounds, and the half will end 28-13. And we are at the half. Fantastic first half here, and we've got the score halftime. Jackson High 22, Chelsea 14. So the Vikings heading on the road in what looked like their best early test. And they've performed well, at least for a half out of Chelsea. We'll keep you updated on that score. Of course, our score again, 28-13. Garrick Elliott with 3 touchdowns. Carson Daniels added 1. Cole Partridge has been a weapon,
yes,
to say the least. The passing game for Columbia Central, impressive here in our first half of action. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the halftime. We'll come back and look at the Denny's halftime stats and set you up for the second half. Our halftime brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey Carpet Dealer. 28-13 Columbia Central leads on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You work hard. You're there early, you stay late, and yet you feel like your career is at a standstill. Flexible Staffing understands how you feel, and they have a solution. Flexible Staffing is in the business of helping hardworking people like you find a career where they feel appreciated, valued, and perhaps most importantly, appropriately compensated for your work ethic. Call Flexible Staffing of Jackson today and feel good about your career. Flexible Staffing, FSSstaff.com.
It's fair with a Mexico City flair. The all-new Chilango's Cantina Grill. Authentic Mexican food and drink cocktails that complement every meal. Chilango's Cantina Grill. Voted best tacos in Jackson. And voted number 4 in the state. With gourmet burritos, oyster tacos, 100 types of tequila and mezcal, fresh custom margaritas, and 7 draft Mexican beers. All Chilango style. Their chiller machine keeps your drink at the correct temperature without ice. Chilango's Mexican Grill is now Chilango's Cantina Grill. At 501 Longfellow Avenue.
Collins Brothers Floor Covering, a neighborhood tradition since 1940. From Somerset to Pleasant Lake, Grass Lake to Concord, and all the neighborhoods in between. They've been your neighbor through the generations, making kitchens and baths a little bit brighter, one tile at a time. Making the family room a little softer, one yard of carpet at a time. From Bates Street to Brown, from 340 Farms to Birdland, on the back roads and avenues. Collins Brothers Floor Covering is helping neighbors make Jackson home. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
Hi, my name is Bob Richardson. I'm the owner of the Yes Siree Bob Subways here in Jackson and Hillsdale County. We have a box lunch that we put together for teams or groups. We do a 6-inch sandwich, a chip, a cookie, and a bottle of water for $5.75. This is just a program that we've tried to put together to help accommodate those teams, those groups of kids that are together. And if there's any interest in any of that, you can call Matt in my office. And the number there is 748-924-4-0.
You've got a diesel engine. You love your diesel engine, the way it sounds, the way it handles, and the way it looks in your driveway. You know who loves your diesel as much as you do? The crew at Watson Diesel Service Company on Thorez Drive right here in Jackson, or online anytime at WatsonDieselService.com. They'll baby your diesel like you do when it needs service. Watson Diesel Service, WatsonDieselService.com. They love your diesel.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Football Frenzy on K105.3. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues. That's MinutemanSewer.com.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the halftime for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey carpet dealer. 28-13, Columbia Central leads Onsted after one half of action. And high-powered Columbia Central offense, Jason, we saw plenty of that. But what I think we also saw, well, the second to last possession, when they came out and they went pass on first down, incomplete.
Yep.
So then I think they felt like they needed to go pass on second down. That one was nearly intercepted.
Yeah.
They were lucky it wasn't. And then on third down, now with third down and 10, they felt like they had to go pass again. Incomplete. That was a three and out.
Almost
that was
intercepted again.
Exactly. And that was the best effort by Onsted defensively. And I think in that case, Columbia played a little bit into their hands. Onsted's offense has been good, but the penalties have held them back.
Yes.
And so that's what they'll have to change. But I think the most impressive player in that first half was Gary Elliott. Goes about 85 yards on the opening kickoff return. He has about a 40-yard touchdown reception. And then he has about a 60, what would we say, 60-yarder?
60, somewhere in there, yeah.
So he had a couple very impressive long plays.
Mm-hmm.
Three, really, but and then you start seeing Cole Partridge start to spread it around, and we saw a lot of the other weapons getting involved, and you had guys like
Aiden Adams got in.
Yep, Aiden Adams. We had a big catch by Chase Tompkins.
Mason Crane.
Two misses a target. So that's going to be something to watch in the second half. And, and again, I always say, coming out of the locker room, the advantage kind of goes to the team that's trailing because they have the adjustments to make.
Yep.
They would have liked to have gotten a little something more on their last possession and maybe got this to within one score before they get into the locker room. But they're going to come out, they're going to get the football.
Yep.
And, you know, you look to see what they can do. They don't. Again, there's not much they need to adjust offensively except for keeping their helmets on straight and not committing penalties.
Yeah, that's the big thing is for Onsted, you've got to focus on still getting good launch, but getting timely launch off the offensive and defensive lines to avoid those false start offside penalties that really bit you on a couple of key drives in this game that are probably the reason why you're trailing by two scores.
And I kind of did it a little bit there, but go ahead and let's run down our halftime stats for Denny's. These burgers are from Denny's.
Delicious burgers are from Denny's. Well, as you mentioned, Garrick Elliott, three touchdowns. He's got a return TD, 85 yards. He's got the 38-yard receiving touchdown, the 58-yard receiving touchdown, two pass TDs for Cole Partridge, and then a rush TD by Carson Daniels, who ran it in from 1 yard out. Also, you had Chase Hiram with the pass TD to Jerron Seal for Onsted, and Cole Wixom with the touchdown run for the second score by Onsted. Also, a big sack by Tommy Ronders in this game for Columbia Central.
And 28-13 is where our score has ended up. We'll take a couple minutes here on the halftime. We'll do this week in high school sports, the MHSAA, and then we'll come back to wrap up the halftime. Again, 28-13, Columbia Central leads Onsted. The K105.3 Football Frenzy, the halftime for Collins Brothers Floor Covering.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You work hard. You're there early, you stay late, and yet you feel like your career is at a standstill. Flexible Staffing understands how you feel, and they have a solution. Flexible Staffing is in the business of helping hardworking people like you find a career where they feel appreciated, valued, and perhaps most importantly, appropriately compensated for your work ethic. Call Flexible Staffing of Jackson today and feel good about your career. Flexible Staffing, FSSstaff.com. You've got a diesel engine. You love your diesel engine, the way it sounds, the way it handles, and the way it looks in your driveway. You know who loves your diesel as much as you do? The crew at Watson Diesel Service Company on Thorez Drive right here in Jackson, or online anytime at WatsonDieselService.com. They'll baby your diesel like you do when it needs service. Watson Diesel Service, WatsonDieselService.com. They love your diesel.
This is Pam Campbell, Superintendent, Columbia School District. Our advanced placement courses prepare our students for college.
This is Maria. I graduated from Columbia Central High School and now attend Central Michigan University. Columbia gave me a strong academic foundation to be successful in college.
I'm Tara, 2017 alumni of Columbia Central. As a student athlete, I learned positive leadership skills, which are an asset at Concordia University, where I play volleyball.
When searching for the right learning environment for your child, look no farther than Columbia Schools at myeagles.org.
Passion for teaching the game, eliminating double jeopardy, and the 1% problem. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. When you love going to work simply isn't work. It's a joy. That's certainly the case for Tim Storch at Alpena High School, who, 7 years into retirement from an incredible teacher-coach run at Troy Athens, is truly enjoying his latest gig directing the fortunes of the Wildcats soccer teams. Storch won over 1,000 games and 9 MHSAA titles with the boys and the girls teams at Athens, but when retirement from teaching came calling and Storch moved up north to where his family had spent its summers growing up, he was hopeful another coaching opportunity would come along, and it did. And the Wildcat boys this fall reeled off 5 wins in a row recently and may well have a shot at their first district title in over 20 years.
You know, I think we've been very diversified in our attack. We probably have 4 or 5 guys that I think can step up and score goals. I think we have multiple weapons, which, you know, makes us a little tougher at the fan.
A day in day, along with Grant Botha, Devin Serenin, and Noah Karstens, are the offensive threats that make the Wildcats go. You can read more about Tim Storch and the Alpena soccer teams on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to Holland West Ottawa football quarterback Isaac Van Dyke, who scored the game-winning touchdown with 20 seconds to go Friday in a come-from-behind 45-40 win over Rockford. And to the girls' volleyball team at Painesdale Jeffers, on its own now after being in a co-op with Chassel for over a decade, earned its first win of the new era last week over Barraga. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
There's a big change in soccer rules this year on plays where a defender denies an obvious goal-scoring opportunity within their own penalty area. The penalty has been amended depending on whether or not the referee determines that the defensive player was attempting to play the ball when committing the foul. If so, the defender will receive a yellow card rather than a red card, and a penalty kick will be awarded. This eliminates the previous double jeopardy on the play, a PK, and a red card. Of course, In those circumstances where there's no attempt to play the ball, the defender is still disqualified. This brings the high school rule in line with college and international rules.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. The number one has always been an issue in school sports. At one point in time, it was the number one syndrome, to be the champion, putting too much emphasis on winning. That number one nowadays twists our thinking by basing too many things in school sports about a player's value or a team's prospects on whether or not they're connected to a future in Division I college athletics. Now, none of this should make any sense since only 1% of high school athletes achieve at the highest point of the so-called next level, and even fewer beyond that. Everything in school sports should be and must be driven by the 99% of the participants who play to enhance their overall educational experience. So I found it laughable earlier this week to read an article talking about the ongoing exodus of boys basketball players from our state to essentially non-school programs. Those darn near semi-pro teams which play with few, if any, of the standards or the rules that the 99% play by and find value in. The excessive attention the 1% receive from the media, handlers, non-school coaches, recruiting service vermin, and the like is a real challenge for school sports. Coaches have to stop thinking their job is to get kids college scholarships, and the media need to devote more time to covering every kid instead of tweeting or blogging or posting something every time a 17-year-old with a ball blows their nose. Besides, in Exodus, over 600,000 Israelites were involved. The article I read talked about 10 kids in 4 years, less than 100th of 1% of the 40,000 or so young men who have played high school basketball in Michigan over that period. Hardly an exodus. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Football Frenzy on K105.3. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues. That's MinutemanSewer.com.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers look good, like really good. And starting at only $6.99, a bacon Gouda burger, a spicy sriracha burger. Those flavors alone will have you questioning, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? And even after you eat one of these burgers with fries for only $6.99, you'll still question, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? The answer is yes, these burgers are from Denny's. Get a burger and fries starting at $6.99 only at Denny's. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
K105.3 presents High School Football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, wrapping up the halftime here for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey Carpet Dealer, and thanks to Denny's Restaurant for our halftime stats. These burgers are from Denny's? They are, and they're awesome. At some point, we're going to have to change that from a question mark to an exclamation point. Because they do have killer burgers, and I'll never forget how much my wife raved about them last time we got some.
Because anniversary dinner.
That might be Denny's on demand on the way home.
There you go.
I swoop through with a burger for her. I always feel like I got to get breakfast when I go to Denny's. Of course, that's my history of going to Denny's at like 3 a.m.
Yeah,
but it seems like no matter the time, I always seem to get some sort of a slam when I'm at Denny's. Jason, let's run down those out of town scores that you got.
Yeah, halftime at most of these games. Napoleon leads Manchester 17-0. Jackson High, as we mentioned earlier, leads Chelsea 22-14. Grass Lake up on Addison 14-6. Coldwater all over Northwest 30-6. Hanover Horton leads East Jackson 14-0. Michigan Center, I had them on the board, and then they scored again on me. They are up 47-6 on Vandercook. Lumen Christi leads historic Marshall 14-0. And Western up on Hastings 28-7.
Great rundown of the scores there. We are ticking down to the second half here. at Columbia Central. And again, congratulations to everybody who got qualified for the two-year lease on the 2019 Chevy Equinox from Art Main Chevrolet.
Yeah.
And we'll do the list here again real quick in case anybody exited the stadium. And now, because I think everybody who signed up is probably still here.
Yeah.
But Sally Coughlin, Kelly Spears, Josh Black, Jennifer Sonnenberg, Jeremy Nye, Ann Crane, Robin Hall, Peggy Randolph, Jennifer Carpenter, and Janelle Rolfs.
Congratulations.
Yeah, qualifiers today. Congrats to them for sure.
And Steve and Jason, yay!
All right, we're ready to get this third quarter underway. The third quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We open drains, others can't.
That's right.
And I've had an opportunity to be there when the guys from Minuteman Sewer and Drain have been interviewed on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
And they just an organization built around great service and realizing how inconvenient, let's say,
yes,
that a plug drain can
yes,
really be.
Yeah. When they were in for Contractors Week, they were just, everything that they talked about was being focused on customer service and not focusing on, you know, obviously they're in business to make money, but at the same time, they're providing, you know, a very important service. So they try
right,
to get it done right, get it done quick,
yeah,
and get it done to your satisfaction as quickly as possible.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, they go hand in hand, right? The customer service and the money. If you're
absolutely,
doing a good job, the money will come. Here's your kickoff, Sonnenberg. And it's
good
up,
kick,
and it's pretty deep. Fielded at about the 12. And now they got some room to run here. That's the best return so far. It's still on his feet, dragging guys over the 25 down about the 28. And that's where Onset will start here in the third. Trailing 28-13.
That was Jerron Seal on that return.
And they'd love to get something into the end zone here on this first drive of the half. Really cut this lead down to one score and make this a game. Onset just needs to, really, Jason, if they can avoid the penalties.
Yeah, that's going to be the big thing. And that's what really put them back a little bit towards the end of the first half when they had an opportunity to bring it in within one score and just couldn't get it done because a couple of bad penalties and then had to force the punt.
Yeah, a couple nice plays by the Columbia Central defense. We don't want to discount that, really, the big sack that happened. But that was set up by the third and long scenario. So there's a pitch on first down, and it looks like that's Conrad, and he's still battling. And again, he follows blockers, finds a hole, and he picks his way through. And on this carry, he's going to get about 7, maybe 8. And it looks like maybe even drag it ahead for 9.
Yeah, and they didn't even bring him down on that play. It was literally just 21 guys pushing and one guy trying to make sure he doesn't fumble in that. And they're going to give him a first down.
Great carry on first down by Onstead. First and 10 from the 38. Onstead huddles up, breaks the huddle. 11:29 to go. We're in the third quarter here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith.
62 yards to get back within one score pass.
So there's a tight formation. And there's a little pitch to Seal. He's the speed guy, really. And he's still, again, stopped pretty quickly, but it's going to get about a yard and a half on the carry, second down and 8.
There's that positive yardage that they get on just about every single play. And again, Columbia is starting to stack 10 guys in the box and get 10 guys as close to the line as humanly possible with just one man back deep, Chase Tompkins kind of playing center field, directing traffic, last-ditch effort type of player in case, and now they'll split one out wide for the Onstead offense.
It's fun to kind of wait and see when Onstead's going to try and exploit that play action. Here's a pitch, and that looks like it goes to Conrad again, and he's going to get about 3 on the play. That'll make it third and about 5 for the Wildcats.
And I'd be interested to see what his yards after contact is in this game when it's all said and done, because it seems like they can get a hand on him or get a body on him really early on in the play, and somehow he'll just shrug him off, plow through him, do whatever he needs to do, and he'll get 3, 4, 5, 6, even, you know, on the last couple of plays, 7, 8 yards.
And with the kind of size he has, you kind of expect him not to be agile. But and he doesn't make big juke moves. It's just kind of he's got spry feet.
Yeah.
He stays on his toes. He's able to sidestep a lot. And this play, no one to sidestep. It's fourth down at about 4 yards still for Onstead. Good job by the Columbia Central defensive line to shut down that play.
And it looks like Chase Hiram is going to come back into the huddle. So no punt team. Garrick Elliott in the game just in case. He'll take over that center field position at the safety spot that Chase Tompkins resided.
And it does look like they're going to run a play here.
Hiram up under center and
maybe going a hard count here.
Yeah.
And now we get timeout. Onstead trying to hard count him, get him to jump. And now they'll go to the sideline, huddle up with the timeout. We'll take 30 seconds. 9:12 to go, third quarter. 28-13, Columbia Central leads on the Football Frenzy.
Hi, I'm Steve Doerr, superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, fourth down play. They do come back out with the offense. And he's back to pass. Kind of a screen. He's got the first down yardage. And still on his feet on the sideline. He turns it back inside. And rumbling, breaks a couple tackles.
Wow.
And takes three guys jumping on his back to bring him down. On the reception, Rourke Barth.
I
believe so, yeah.
Rourke Barth on the catch and run. And deep into Columbia Central territory, all the way down to the 23-yard line.
Yeah, that one's going to be a crusher for the Columbia Central defense. They had them dead to rights, fourth and medium, really. And a little screenplay, just a safety valve screen. And they turn it into a huge gain.
And they just keep running out there, these big guys. These big hulking guys, and Barth is just a big kid. And he rumbled on that one. 8:35 to go. They run a jet sweep here to Seal. Cuts it upfield. Dodges a tackle. He'll get hit after about 5 yards. Second down. And actually, it looks like
that was Conrad.
So they can get about 3 on the play. Nice tackling, actually, by Columbia Central.
Yeah, Conrad, he gets that load moving, and it's tough to bring down.
8:11 here in the third, clock running, 28-13 Columbia Central lead. Onstead Wildcats, after it looks like they might get shut down. Big fourth down conversion, and they continue to drive. Second down and 8.
Second.
Jumbo formation. Fakes a pitch to Conrad and set hands up the Seal, up the gap, and inside of the 10. Move the first down chains one more time. First and goal. Nope, look at that. They'll come just back behind the 10-yard line. So they'll still have room. That can't be first and goal from where he's standing.
Yeah, you are correct. It is not. They'll pick up the chains and bring them out. I think they have to get to the 1-inch line for the first down.
Yeah, they could get a first down about a ball width in between the first down mark and the goal line.
Difficult to get a first and goal with a score.
Tight formation. In motion. Play action, back to pass. Into the flat, and pass for Conrad is incomplete. I like the play call on first down, though. I don't think anybody on the Columbia Central squad was expecting a pass play on first down, down tight like this.
Yeah, they've been lining up in that super jumbo formation there and just running up the gut on first down with regularity, and it's worked. So they look like they're going to line up to go for it one more time and instead decide to throw the ball. Just a little bit thrown behind by Hiram.
He's under center now. Jumbo squat every time. There's a quick give to the fullback, and he rumbles, but he's only going to get about two. He kept those feet chugging like he was running 50 yards, but Wixom will only get about two on the play, third down and long, with the goal line as the objective.
Still have the ability to get a first down, but it seems a little bit far-fetched for them to get a first down but not pick up points here.
Hillsdale up 28-0 at the half in their game.
Under 7 left here in the third quarter.
They'll split one wide on the far side of the field.
Man-to-man coverage out there. In motion is Conrad, and he gets the pitch. Running back pass, left-handed, and the receiver fell down. Incomplete. Really going deep into the playbook on that one with the gadget play.
Yeah.
Looks like the throw was there, but the receiver got his feet tangled up and goes down. Fourth down and about 7.5. With 6:42 to go, 28-13, Columbia Central leads. They'll look to keep Onstead off the board on this possession. The first possession of our third quarter.
Thursday night football this week, Cleveland Browns.
And if you... if you kick the field goal here, you're still down 12.
So they come out in that big formation, no wideouts.
Watch that play action. Little halfback, fullback wheel play.
It is a fake pitch. He looks to throw out of the backfield. Seal shrugs off a tackle, still on his feet. He has a shot at it. And we'll wait for the signal. They're not giving him the touchdown. They are putting it down, but it could be within that range for a first down.
And we said it would be.
They might get four more tries.
They are going to do it. Wow. Never. I said just a few plays ago there was no way that they could get a first down without scoring because it's so close, and sure enough, they proved me wrong.
They must be listening to the broadcast out on the outside sideline. We'll show him. So first and goal now. Four tries for the Wildcats.
Very impressive.
He's still got the four up there on the marker. Now he'll flip it back to one. And geez, after all that effort from the Columbia Central D,
now
they
got to
do
again.
It four more times.
See, we're right next to the coordinator's booth up here in the box. Keeper for Hiram, and he's going to get in.
So they do it on first down. Into the end zone for Onstead, and that's exactly what you want out of this possession. 6:10 to go here in the third quarter. It's 28-19. With an extra point. Penn, of course, they went for two on their last one. We'll see what they do this time.
Go for two here and get back with the score.
So good idea not to kick the field goal. Go for it on fourth down. Somehow magically decide to pick up a first down. I still don't know how. And they'll line up for two here.
Yep, they'll try to convert for two again. Now it makes... And the pitch, he's got it in.
Yep.
And there's your conversion. It's 28-21. It's a one-score football game. Onstead doing what they needed to do out of the locker room. Columbia Central will attempt to answer. We'll take 30 seconds and come back with a kickoff on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Football Frenzy's on tonight. You in?
I don't know if I have room for everybody.
Not to worry. My new man cave from Baker Builders is legit. They transformed my basement into paradise.
Baker Builders? You know, they did our new kitchen. My wife absolutely loves it. The work they did just brought new life into our house. Counters, cabinets, the works.
You should see our basement. I can't believe how they maximized our square footage.
I'm totally in.
Great. Use that new kitchen to bring the food.
Baker Builders. Experts in remodeling, finished basements, man caves, kitchens, and baths. Trusted, respected, sought after. To schedule your remodel, visit BakerBuilders.net.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, and ready for the kickoff, and the ball blows off of the tee stand again as the wind has not subsided one lick here. GOC sent me a message. He's freezing out in the wind at Chelsea. We said it's nice and toasty here in our box. There's a catch, and they fake a reverse. Gary Elliott running to the sideline again, turns it up, finding some space. He could go all the way again. He's got nobody can catch him. Gary Elliott with two touchdown returns in this game. No flags on the field, and that one's going to stand up. Gary Elliott. Just an incredible performance tonight by Gary Elliott. His fourth touchdown of the game, his second kickoff return. Putting on a show for the hometown fans here. And after onset worked for 6.5 minutes, to get into the end zone, Gary Elliott does it in about 6 seconds.
Yeah, that was an impressive return. Almost more impressive than the first one.
And the kick, extra point is up, and that is good. So with 5:56 to go, third quarter, just like that, it's 35-21. Columbia Central stretches it back out to two scores. Another 30-second break on your K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, and just like that, Columbia Central puts points right back up. Gary Elliott, just spectacular on the field today for the Golden Eagles.
Not to be outdone, Micah Kretzinger goes 64 yards for the Vikings to stretch their lead out to 29-14 over Chelsea. Look like they're on their way to their first ever 5-0 run.
Sonnenberg gets it up high, end over end, comes down at about the 20.
That's a live ball.
And that was a live ball. Columbia has it. Got it. Unbelievable. It takes an unexpected bounce, goes back toward the rushing Columbia Central team, and they catch it on the hop. Unbelievable.
That was Danny Miller.
Just, you couldn't have drawn it up that way. If you could, you would. You say, Micah, yeah, kick it, have it up, go up real high, have it bounce back into our guy's hands. Yes.
That, I think it looked like Onstead was waiting for that ball to roll out of bounds on the hop, and it took a Columbia bounce. And that'll put Cartridge in the gun. Empty backfield, five wide receivers.
Cartridge gives
and sweep Elliott. For Elliott. Flag on the play.
Why not keep
fumble
his hands? The ball
recovered by Onstead.
Picked up by Onstead. So Elliott turns it over.
Fumble on the play recovered by Onstead.
What was the flag?
It was behind the play, so I'm guessing holding.
Based on where it landed on the flag field. On the play.
Boy, what a big play that is. Looking at potentially going down 3 scores. Now you're right back where
35-21. Holding penalty against Columbia Central. That'll be declined. First and 10 for the Onstead Wildcats. Dodging the proverbial bullet there.
Lucky break.
So the penalty will be declined by Onstead of the Wildcats. They'll get the ball back on the fumble recovery.
So they catch a lucky break here. Does Onstead with the fumble on the first play from scrimmage by a normally sure-handed Gary Elliott.
We have a kick return for a touchdown.
So we'll see if Onstead can put points on the board here. Bring this game back to within one score.
It's back to the drawing board. Now you do it, but you've got less time. Onstead out of the field. Jumbo set. 5:46 to go. First and 10 from their own 26. Back to pass, and they get it out. And it's that same play we saw. Go for a big game on the last possession.
what a big catch.
No change on this play into Columbia Central territory at the 49. And once again, it's the big fullback out of the backfield.
Rourke Barth.
That's
big
a
play.
Pretty good name, too.
Yeah, it is a pretty cool name.
Rourke Barth. You would expect Rourke Barth to be a big fullback who is making big plays here for Onstead as they keep themselves in this game. 5.5 to go in the third. 35-21 they lead. Third quarter for Minuteman, Sewer, and Drain. And there's a pitch to Conrad as he follows the blocker right up the middle. He's going to lean forward and get about 8 yards. Unspectacularly, but they just keep doing it, eating up those chunks after chunks on every carry. Second down at about 3.
Yeah, Conrad, Wixom. Even Beal has gotten into it with the speed rush aspect of it. They find the hole and they punch right through. Gets them some big gains. But running out of time.
There's plenty of time for him right now, Jason. Jumbo set, wide receiver split out.
Second down now.
Hiram under center, and he's back to pass. Straight up pass, no play action. Open is Conrad up the middle. Dodges the defender. He's got one to beat. They'll pull him down. Another big play for the Onstead Wildcats, and they get down into the red zone at about the 12-yard line. Jason, what were we thinking that they don't have quick score capability?
Yeah, they've come out of the gates here on fire on this possession. And they're showing some things in the playbook that they haven't shown pretty much all game long.
Got about 80 yards here on three plays.
Touchdown.
And now it's a pitch out to, it looks like.
I believe that's Barth.
Barth, and he's going to dive down to about the 5. Again, we've said we can't really make out these jerseys. The yellow on white is tough under the lights. And, yeah, let's go with Barth on that one.
Yeah.
Mark Barth on the carry, and he rumbles down to about the 5. And second down and just about 2 yards. Under 4 minutes to go now here in the third. Onstead looking to cut it back down to one score. Spectacular return by Garrick Elliott. Then he commits a turnover on the next possession. Wild series there. Now another pitch out. And this time Columbia eats it up. And they'll drag him back to the original line of scrimmage. Of course, he'll get forward progress, but it's not going to be much. So I'll make it 3rd down and 5.
6-4.
And that is about the 10-yard line.
It looks about right there. Good penetration by the Columbia Central defense on that play. Garrick Elliott checking in into that safety spot there. Replacing Mason Crane.
Onstead huddled up.
And the more that clock runs, the more it becomes do or die time.
And the jumbo set. And there's the give to the fullback. Jumps over the pile. He's not going to get to the yard marker, it looks like. But close. Looks like that was Wixom jumping over the pile.
Yeah, they're going to give him 4th and 4, maybe 5. 4th and 4.
And 2:38 to go here, third quarter clock. So time continues to run on Onstead. They need to punch this in. Jason, you know what it looked like late in that first half that Columbia Central was going to put this out of reach and we might be have a snoozer here in the second half. That has not been the case. We've had one of our more exciting games we've had all year. Hiram under center, pitches, and he's going to get to the yard marker, looks like, for the first down. Almost to the end zone. They'll rule it shy of that, but I think he's got the first down. And they signal it.
First down.
Onstead continues with the effort. No give up in these kids, these big kids. First and goal, and it looks like we got it down on the 1 yard line.
And two of them in the red zone.
Big first downs here for Onstead as they move the football, looking to cut this back to one score. They trail 35-21 with 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Hiram under center has got a receiver out to the right. They just go with the big man, and he steps right into the end zone. Takes a hit and goes down, but not before he scores 6. 35-27. The back and forth continues in this football game here. The Onstead Wildcats. Putting the pressure back on the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Of course, you got to feel pressure if you're the Onstead Wildcats special teams. Yeah, you figure out how to tackle Garrick Elliott.
Exactly. You got to come up with a stop here.
So they'll line up for the extra point.
Deciding to play conservatively here with the PAT, 149 left.
We'll kick the extra point here.
Yep, kicker setting up here with Conrad to hold. There's the snap. The hold is messed up. Conrad up, and he's not going to get it. Big play there. 35-27. They'll have to go for two next time, it looks like. 35-27 on the minute 49 to go third quarter for Minuteman Sewer. And, Jerry, let's keep it here on the broadcast while we get ready for the kickoff. Say thank you to XL Staffing for providing gift certificates that we're giving away at our tailgate parties all year long.
Yeah.
We'll mention a couple of the other sponsors on here. Vision Collision, Village Peddler Gift Shop right out here in Brooklyn. Stay tuned following the final gun. We'll get you our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. I had Subway this week, Jason.
I did too.
What'd you get?
I got the double meat chicken teriyaki on Italian herb and cheese.
Is that kind of your go-to right now?
It's my default when I don't get the wrap.
Oh, right, because last time you said you had the spinach wrap.
I get the steak and cheese on spinach wrap.
I'm also a steak and cheese guy, but I go with the flatbread.
Yeah.
Artisan flatbread.
Did you try it with the Southwest sauce yet?
No, I'm not getting any of your sauce. Steak and cheese, that's all for me.
I forgot. Your hot dog's plain. Plain.
I have the taste palate of somewhere between 8 and 13.
Yeah, we've had this discussion. We're food guys, but my palate is a little more...
I live vicariously through your offerings.
I did bring in gas station pizza. I thought that would entice you.
The pepperoni pizza tonight was delicious. So they keep it out of Garrick Elliott's hands with a squib kick. It gets out to about the 31, and Columbia Central dives on it. They didn't want to be... they didn't want to have that played back their way and have Onstead recover one of their own kicks. Oh, man. Third quarter winding down here for Minuteman Sewer and Drain, but we thank them for being on board for our sponsorship segments.
Great crew over there.
It's one of those things where I'm glad to know that they're there doing what they do, and I hope I never have to call them. First down. There's a give to the outside. Carson Daniels. We haven't seen him run in a while, but he powers through a defender, gets himself an extra 4 yards at the end of the run. He's close to midfield at the 48-yard line. Great play drawn up there by the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Coach Josh Kubiak. You've been watching them throw, and finally they hit you with a run, and it goes for a big gain on first down. First and 10 now. Right at midfield there, 48-yard line.
And now that they're right in our field of view and they're on this side of the field, they have their names on the back of the jerseys. Onstead does. Could not see that on the far end.
I still can't see it. Gives it to Daniels again on first down this time, and he'll drag his way right up to about the 50. He'll be second down about 8. Minute 18 counting away here in the third quarter. One more to go here on a fantastic Friday night. The weather, beautiful. And Jason, if I'm looking at the trees, still windy.
Yeah, they're still wobbling a little bit. Not as strong as it was earlier, it doesn't look like, but.
Nose of the football right on the 50-yard line for the Golden Eagles. Four wide receivers in the spread formation here for Cole Partridge, the school's record holder for passing yards, and he's definitely padded that record tonight. He play action and rolls out right. Got some pressure throws and a pinpoint accuracy pass to the receiver over there on the opposite sideline.
Danny Miller.
And he's tugged out of bounds.
First time we've called his name.
Not a big game, though. Still going to leave him third and 5. He's at the... Now into Onstead territory at the 47.
Yeah, it looked like he wasn't going to have anything, Cole Partridge, and then Danny Miller popped out on almost like a check down route on an out play.
And an impressive throw by Partridge.
Yeah.
He's kind of fading away from the play and still able to follow through. And they're going to let the final 4 seconds tick off of our third quarter clock. 35-27 after 3 here on K105.3. Let's take a one-minute break, and we'll come get to your final set. Again, 35-27, Columbia Central leads.
It's fair with a Mexico City flair. The all-new Chilango's Cantina Grill. Authentic Mexican food and drink cocktails that complement every meal. Chilango's Cantina Grill. Voted best tacos in Jackson and voted number 4 in the state with gourmet burritos, oyster tacos, 100 types of tequila and mezcal, fresh custom margaritas, and 7 draft Mexican beers. All Chilango style. Their chiller machine keeps your drink at the correct temperature without ice. Chilango's Mexican Grill is now Chilango's Cantina Grill at 501 Longfellow Avenue.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations. Free childcare while you work out downtown. Free featured group exercise classes. Access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract. So give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on
K105.3. On the third down play with about 5 yards to go, Cole Partridge goes to his most reliable target, Garrick Elliott, on a slant route, and he moves the chains inside the 40-yard line, right about the 39. Columbia Central has a fresh set of downs here in the fourth quarter. Our fourth quarter brought to you by Airflow Heating, providing first-class heating and cooling services since 1952. And Jason, we'll get down to about 45 degrees for the overnight low tonight.
Next
couple
of days.
Some of those furnaces might kick on.
Yeah, I know. I tested mine, made sure it fired up. If you haven't done that, you should do that quick or call Airflow. They'll help you.
Partridge going deep. He's got a one-on-one coverage open.
Got it.
And caught, and he falls down at about the 2-yard line. Great throw and catch. Aiden Adams on the reception. And that is about 35 on the reception, just shy of the end zone. They will move it back to about the 5-yard line. But, geez, he had him beat, and the throw was right there.
Yeah.
I guess maybe a half a step too far because he had momentum reach out
to the
ground.
Bit, yeah.
But with 4 wide receivers, 3 trip left for Partridge, he'll hand off to Daniels. And he'll dive. Looks like he's in.
Yep.
And there's the signal for the touchdown. Columbia Central, every time they've been challenged, they've been able to answer, and that's not Daniels on the play. Rather, Carter Wilbur on the carry for Columbia Central. Wilbur's listed at 5'8", 165 as an offensive lineman, but he does a nice job on
it
the
works.
Carry there. 41-27, the point total continues to rise, and Columbia Central's been able to answer every time Onstead has closed that point gap. And we'll get the PAT attempt. There's your snap. The hold is good. Kick is up. And it would have been good from about 20 yards further out. 42-27. Let's keep it on the broadcast here. And 42-27. Jason, what else do you have on the scoreboard for us?
Well, let's take a peek at our out-of-town scoreboard. Grand Rapids West Catholic leads Sparta 13-13. That's way out of town. What else do we got here? Chelsea trailing Jackson High 29-14 at the end of 3. And still scrolling through, looking for some other scores from around town here. Hanover Horton leads East Jackson at the half, 27-0. Grass Lake over Addison, 21-6 at the end of 3. Blissfield leads Dundee, 14-9 after 3. And let's see, still waiting on a Jackson High Chelsea update.
The last one I got, Jason, 29-14.
Yep, end of 3.
Yep. Vikings a quarter away from the best start in school history.
Yeah. This is the first time since, 74, I think Gio said, that they've gone 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
So great start for the Vikings.
There's your kickoff from Sonnenberg. Another big boomer, and that's going to go through the end zone.
Michael Sonnenberg.
That must be where he's getting that wind assist from that end of the field, because he's kicked a couple of them through the end zone. And not to say that he doesn't have a big leg, but when he's kicking the other way, it's coming in somewhere around the 11-yard line. But from this end, he's been able to kick through the end zone twice. 11:02 to go, fourth quarter. 42-27, Columbia Central leads. And you see, Onstead now, J.C. Circling, they're running out of time.
Yep.
They need two scores and a stop or two mixed in there. And Columbia Central's made it tough to get stopped all night.
Yeah, I know the cheerleading squad is really wishing that they weren't putting up so many points, because some of them are they're out of steam here.
Some of them need
yeah, their form is not that great.
Onstead back at it, and there's a given. Look at him, picked up in the air, but still on his feet.
Man,
it looks like we got Wixom on the carry, is my guess. But again, we can't really always see those jerseys from here.
And they are, man, they're just so tough to bring down. I know we've said it a lot, but I mean, unless you're here, these guys would probably be on the offensive line in any other school, but here they're lining up in the backfield.
Second down now for the Wildcats. 10:20 left in the game.
And there's some movement on the line. No flag.
He'll throw.
Good pass. Ah! Nice job. A knockaway there by Miller, and it looks like he knocked it away from Carson Daniels. So the Wildcats fortunate to avoid an interception on the play. Third down and about 8 yards.
Yeah, they hugged it out, so it's all good, but probably an easy turnover.
So Swainsville, when did they change from Swainsville to Brooklyn?
10:13 to go here, 42-27.
1842, and the village voted to change to Brooklyn.
There we
go. And after Brooklyn, New York, in 1842.
And see, two wide receivers, an unfamiliar formation from the Wildcats, and that's enough to get Josh Kubiak to call a timeout from the Columbia Central sideline. They were not ready for that formation. They came out in a shotgun with two wide receivers, and that draws a timeout from the sideline.
That's the first time we've seen that.
Hey, tune in Saturday morning, WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, 8 o'clock, Sports Saturday.
Yeah.
Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford, John Manzer in studio with all the scores from everywhere.
Literally everywhere.
It's scores you didn't know you need to know.
Yeah. And I actually brought up the point that we made last week during the broadcast to Gio earlier today. And I said, you know, Tom gets these scores from all over the state, like all of these towns that I've never, ever heard of. And you either know somebody or have a story about that town. And he goes, yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah, and then but he said, and I've told all of those stories already a 100 times. I'll listen to him tell those same stories over and over again. 8 to 10 a.m. 970 AM, 101.5 FM, followed up by the Jamie McKibben Outdoor Show. Great, great lineup to get your Saturday morning started. Yeah. If you're out running the errands, getting some morning breakfast or coffee, click that stereo over to 970 AM, 101.5 FM. 10:13 left on our fourth quarter clock. Onstead running out of time, and right now with third and about 8, they need a big play here. So they do come out this time. Two wide receivers still, but he's under center. Fakes the pitch, back to throw, gets pressure, sets up a screen, and that's going to go to Conrad in the middle of the field, and they're going to stop him shy of the marker, but close.
Yeah, he's very close to that first down marker.
Right by the 30. So it's short by a hair, but it's close enough where Onstead can feel comfortable to go for it on fourth down here with 9:51 on the clock, and it's running.
And that's an easy pickup for those big, big tailbacks that they have.
And there they go on the fourth down play. Moves a pile ahead, and they'll get over the 30-yard line to about the 32. And they give an even more generous spot than I thought. It's called 33. First and 10. First set of downs. 9.5 remains in this game. Exciting back and forth contest, and Gary Elliott has given us a a great couple of moments of real excitement. And there's a pitch to Seal. And he's going to run into the pile, and he's going to get him about 4 yards.
Meanwhile, the clock continues to run, and no sense of urgency at all from the Onsted bench, the Onsted offense. They'll go no huddle here, but not really hustling back to the line.
Right, again, they just kind of looked over the sideline to get the signal. Second down at 5, and that's another give to Conrad up the middle, and he's going to be shy of the marker, but again, not by much. Third down and short for Onsted.
And another easily attained first down here if they can get it.
Well, and again, this is a play where I would expect they might want to look to go to the air. When you feel confident you can get that yard and a half on fourth down, maybe you try to get your big play here.
Flag on the play, and that's a false start.
Seizure penalty all over the place. Yeah, Jason, the line was just out of sync. And so they cost themselves 5 yards.
That was what they did not need here.
And, you know, maybe that's an effect of not. They've been huddling up all night. This time they don't. And they get a mistake like that.
Yeah.
Maybe they should take a little time to huddle up, because now the clock's still running with 8:20 ticking down.
Yeah,
they're running out of time.
They're just going to have to move a little bit faster, a little bit more urgency. Not panic at this point, but urgency. Needs to be a little pep in your step there, guys.
There's a snap, and he's back to pass. Hiram's got a man, and
jumped the route.
Picked off. It was in the air a little too long, and he's still on his feet up the sideline inside the 30 and steps out of bounds. At about the 25, Aiden Adams, the man on that one. And a huge play for Columbia Central. Still a lot of time on the clock. You don't rest easy here, but you feel a lot better about where you're at. And if Columbia Central can leave their foot on the gas and put some more points on the board, it's going to make it real tough for Onsted.
Yeah, Chase Tompkins jumped that route like he was playing center field. That's what he's supposed to do. And he jumps the route, grabs the pick, and puts Columbia in great field position, and they'll look to go up 3 scores here.
Yeah, and for a moment it looked like Conrad was behind everyone and wide open, and the pass kind of floated on Hiram and just hung up there a little too long. Partridge's going to run a read option. He's got it. He's got the end zone in his sights. Spins. Touchdown. Touchdown. Cole Partridge. Absolutely quick strike there. Partridge, I said in the pre, he can run it and that he's tough. He shrugged off a couple tackles near the goal line, spun it in. Cole Partridge making his bid for player of the game honors tonight. 48-27. Cole Partridge with an impressive run. I don't know if that was a designed QB run or a read, and he just read that so quickly, Jason, but the right call for certain.
Definitely. Yeah, everybody bit on the give. He took off and didn't really have anybody within a couple feet of him for at least 20 yards.
Extra point is good, 49-27. Columbia Central comfortably in front. Let's take a 30-second break. Come back and wrap this one up on K105.3.
Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Call Airflow Heating Company today to schedule your preseason cleaning and inspection for just $49. 784-6175. Airflow Heating Company offers free in-home estimates on new furnaces, boilers, and water heaters. You can even get rebates up to $400 on a new furnace from Consumers Energy. Be ready for the cold months ahead with Airflow Heating Company. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your inspection and free in-home estimate, or call Airflow Heating Company at 784-6175.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 7:41 to go here in the fourth quarter for Airflow Heating and Cooling. And the quick strike offensive capabilities of the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. You almost feel bad for the defense having to be out on the field so much tonight,
yeah,
because the offense has scored so quickly every time. And sometimes even just special teams.
And that's how you lead.
Sonnenberg looking to kick. And he'll go for the end zone on that one, over the receiver's heads and through the end zone. We'll roll out to the track. And Onsted running out of opportunities here. They trail by 22. Is that math correct?
Yes, all you right. are correct.
Subtraction. Addition's tricky, pal. 7:41 left in this tilt, and Columbia Central they've battled on defense. They haven't shut them down. You wouldn't say yeah. that if a team scores 27 points on you, but they battled and they've slowed them enough that their offense has only had to punt a couple times. The Columbia Central offense has just been phenomenal. Garrick Elliott.
These poor
it's
cheerleaders.
Like a superstar, Cole Partridge is the quarterback, and now 49 push-ups.
49 push-ups. I think they're doing more push-ups.
And there is
big run.
A big give on first down.
Big John Galloping. So
get down to about the 40-yard line. So on first down, no, never say die here from the onset Wildcats.
Yeah, you love to see that.
First down, out to the 45-yard line.
I'll tell you, it's nice to
see they continue to rumble with those big yardage plays from these big backs. And there's another give, this time to Conrad. Runs into the pile, and he still leans forward for about three. Second down and seven.
Seven and change left to go here, and you see Onstead starting to go no huddle, a little bit faster pace than what they're what they've been running with, but it might be a too little too late for this kind of quick strike offense.
Yeah, three scores in the span of about 7 minutes. Looks tough. Run on the sweep to Conrad, and he's going to slip a defender. Gets his way up to about the 46 where he's brought down. It'll bring up fourth down. Is it third down? And yep. About three.
Yeah, good little sweep there. Nice, not even really a juke move. It was more of just a sidestep.
Mm-hmm.
Got him a couple extra yards.
Wildcats, get back to the line quickly here. Under center.
And there's a pitch going to Seal, and he's going to get to the outside. Pulled down. He does get past the first down marker and into Columbia Central territory at the 49, first
yeah,
and 10.
Not much else there for him, but it's effective in getting the first down.
Clock stops when they move the chains, but they're running out of time here at 6:23 to go. And back to pass on play action. Hiram with the throw out and incomplete.
Yeah, and it looked like Aiden Adams was about to jump that route as well.
It's almost that backyard style football where you'd cover the guy and you let him look open.
Yep.
And trick the guy into throwing, and then that's when you jump in and intercept it because you knew you were going to do it all along. In this case, it's just an incomplete pass, second down and 10. 6:17 on our game clock.
So much in so many ways.
Tight formation again. And there's a give up the middle. And it looks like it's Seal on the carry. And he's going to get about seven, maybe eight on that one. And it brings up another three. Oh, that's not – I don't like that spot, honestly.
Yeah, they look a little short on the spot.
Yeah, third down at four.
MHSAA.com. If you'd like to be an official.
They need them, too.
They
yeah,
do. They
start,
do.
Have to start rescheduling games. And there's another give to Seal on almost the same play. And again, he's going to be close to the marker. The spot's going to come back a little bit. Bring a fourth down in about 6 inches.
Make it a yard and a half.
5.5 left on this one. Columbia Central looking to get 4-1 on the year. Another conference victory under their belt. Fourth and one. That's it back to the line. Seal goes in motion. The give is to, looks like Wicks him up the gut. He's going to lean forward, and I think he's got it.
Going to be close.
They'll spot it before they signal it, but I think, yeah, he's over. That
yeah.
official spotting, it's over the 40. So that should be a first down and the first set of downs for Onstead. Now the clock is their enemy at this point with 5:09 remaining.
And looks like they're going to get a measurement here just to make sure. It looks like they got it. The spot was pretty spot on.
One more final to share with you from the LCAA.
Blissfield, 14, Dundee, 9.
Welcome back. You're on the Suburban Chevrolet Cadillac Sports Weekend. 5 minutes, 9 seconds left in the game.
And, yep, they got it.
It is a first down.
So they'll move it up.
Yes.
We don't see, that many measurements this year. That one,
yeah, I think that was our first.
And honestly, I thought that was unnecessary.
Yeah, I did too.
Clearly over where they had the marker at on the spot.
And that will prompt the clock to get into motion here.
Onset right to the line.
This offense now from just over.
There's
the
a pitch. And it's Conrad.
Penalty
tries to cut in. We got a penalty on the play. That would likely be a hold.
Flag there on the,
flag on the play.
And Conrad stopped for no gain. They even lost an inch or two. But we'll sort out what the flag is.
Yeah, it looks like this one. Onstead's already walking backwards. They
hold,
know.
Yeah. So under 5 minutes left, 49-27, and there's Onstead walking it back 10 yards, and that's going to put him in a first down at about 20 situation. Jackson. 4:57 remains. Onset huddles up at the 40-yard line. The football's on the 50, and the first down marker's on the opposite 30-yard line.
Long road here ahead for Onstead with 4:40 to go.
They need 20 to move the sticks. Two wide receivers now. A little bit open set. Little jump there by Columbia Central, no whistle. They do pass it out, and he dodges the tackler. He's going to get close to that original first down marker. That'll at least bring up second and 11. So a nice big play on first down and long for the Onstead Wildcats.
Yeah, a little bit of a jump there by, who was that, Tommy Ronders, but he jumped back in time to avoid the flag.
4:11, clock running. Two wide receivers for Hiram. Sends the runners into motion.
Yeah, there's a busted play.
They kind of knew. He's going to throw it. And that's going to go out of bounds. Incomplete. But those flags are out. That has to be some illegal motion.
Yep.
Illegal shift.
Yep.
The two guys running in motion at the same time there. And they almost ran into each other.
Yeah, I think that was confusion on which one of them was supposed to be moving on that.
3:57 left here in the fourth quarter as we tick down to a final. On the K105.3 Football Frenzy, Week 5 edition.
I can't believe it's Week 5 already.
You know, I'm just glad the weather has held for us every time out so far.
You say that.
And I always knock on wood after I do. And I usually try several surfaces because you never know what's actually wood or not.
Yeah. See, and last year we had great weather up until we went to East Jackson, then it rained and it was like 12 degrees outside. So
right.
I really hope you didn't jinx us because I love going to East Jackson for those games.
And you never know. We could find ourselves up on the roof for that one.
Yeah, I hope not. Unless it's nice out.
Two receivers for Hiram. He's back to pass. He'll go on a bullet crossing route, and a nice defensive play coming across for Columbia Central is Blake Ellison.
Yeah, Ellison just kind of stuck his paw out there and broke it up. Good job. That's the second time he's been able to get in there and disrupt the passing game.
Ellison holding it down for guys like you out there. 5'5", he's listed at 130.
That's my dude.
Third down, and that's about 16.
He definitely is all of 5'5", too. You see him standing next to the other linebackers, and he looks like a junior high kid lost.
That's a bold character out there, especially with those lumbering backs that you see for Onstead. Hiram hit as he throws, but he's got a man. It's caught. He goes to the ground. So he's got a first down inside the 25-yard line. Onstead keeps this drive alive, but time is running out on their overall effort to keep this game alive. 3:42 left on our fourth quarter clock.
Well, yeah, between penalties and just taking their time and being very deliberate with their plays, they've burned off almost 3 minutes of clock here.
First and 10 now from about the 24-yard line of the Golden Eagles.
And there's your runner in motion. Hiram fakes the... No, he does give it. Fake me out with the give, and he's going to get to the end zone! No, they stopped him short!
Boy, he's inside!
How many times has Columbia Central tackled those Onstead running backs inside the five tonight?
A big run there.
34 left.
Fake after fake after fake. These teams
inside the five.
Faked out of their seats.
And there's a pitch. Conrad's going to dive up the middle. Looks like he's in the end zone. He is. Touchdown on set.
Pressing forward in the Wildcats.
3:27 left in the fourth quarter. It's 49-33.
The score here at Columbia Central High School, but pretty late here in the game. Under 3.5 minutes left.
Well, you gotta believe they're gonna go for two and then try for the onside kick. Not ready to call it completely over yet.
So they'll come out for the 2-point conversion.
Two
wide receivers for Hiram.
They intend to make a comeback.
They're set. He's back to pass. Into the flat, open. He's got the catch, but the tackle will keep him out of the end zone. And they'll stop the conversion. 49-33 is where we stand on the score. Let's take a 30-second break. We got another kickoff coming up on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, update from Jackson High at Chelsea, 29-20, 6:34 left. And here comes your onside kick attempt for the Onstead Wildcats with 3:27 to go. Pull out all the stops. And he'll roll that one, and now we got a flag out. It's going to be offside.
Just over the 45.
Little anxious to get after that football. And the onset team commits the offside penalty. Michigan Center all over Vandercook Lake 50-6. 50 points put up there by the Cardinals. Not shocking. They do that to just about everyone.
Grass Lake jumps to 5-0 and undefeated in conference play. 28-6 winners over Addison. They take on Michigan Center next week. So if Center looks like they're going to cruise to a win here. Also, Coldwater beat Northwest 42-6. That's a final.
And there's your kick into the hands guy, and he's going to dive on it. Good job by the Columbia Central special teams to hold on to that, and they'll take over an offense from the Onstead 45. Napoleon ahead of Manchester at last check, 24-7. Hillsdale 35-8 winners over Hudson.
I believe they're undefeated this year, too.
Yep.
5-0 thus far.
Good games around the area, for sure. Columbia Central. Big formation we haven't seen out of them, really. They'll give it to Daniels to the right side. Looks to turn it upfield, and he'll go down. Tries to stay in bounds. Heady play there, and the clock does stay running down to about the 40-yard line.
Smart
and you could
play.
See when he was starting to get tackled, he made sure he stayed away from that sideline and avoided stopping the clock. 3:08 ticking away, 49-33. Columbia Central leads.
And that's a veteran move there by the senior. Knowing his situational awareness, knowing he needed to keep the clock moving.
He could have tried to battle for a couple more yards, probably gets knocked out of bounds. He knew staying in bounds was a real important thing in keeping the clock running. Second down at about 6. Partridge wisely counting down every second he can. Now he takes the snap and gives to Daniels. He goes to the middle of the field. Dives over the 40. It's about the 39. And that'll put him at third down. They're going to put it right on, just on the other side of the 40-yard line. So making the third down at about 5 with 2:24 and the clock still running.
Well, I'd like to talk more about that during our post-game show, but you need to be sure to stay tuned for the Trips for Egg Pro post-game show. We'll select our Bailey Excavating play of the game.
Jarek Elliott lined up in the slot.
Partridge casually waiting for those seconds to tick away. Daniels back there with him. Partridge will keep, this time up the middle. He's got room to run out there, and he turns it back upfield. And again, the sideline was the right run if you're looking to get extra yardage, but you stay in bounds, you move the chains, and the clock will keep running as soon as they get that first down chain move. So with under 2 minutes to go, 49-33, Columbia Central comfortably on their way to another win.
And now you're almost into victory formation territory here with the clock down to a minute 35 here.
They break the huddle. Team spread out. Partridge and shotgun.
And he's got Justin Shamlin next to him.
And they give it to him. He dives into the line, spins around. Not a lot of room to run, but he does keep the clock going. And time continues to tick away now, 1:13. Stay tuned. Following the final gun, we'll get you our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game and set things up for our broadcast next week.
And now they'll go victory formation here.
And Columbia set to take a knee and ice this one in the fourth quarter. Brought to you by Airflow Heating and Cooling, providing first-class heating and cooling services since 1952. 46 seconds.
Well, 40 seconds on the...
And there's your knee. 38. I'll have to do one more here.
Yep.
And it looks like we're going to need...
Great job. Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Party's on my block tonight.
Yeah.
My neighbor, Coach Kubiak's going to be in a good mood with another win for the Golden Eagles. 15 seconds.
One more knee, and that'll do it for the game. We'll be right back with a Trip Ceramic Pro post-game.
And we'll wait for this final snap. Just a formality at this point.
I don't even think the official's going to bother
at
this point. Yeah, nope.
Time's up. 49-33, your final. Here at Columbia Central, the Golden Eagles move to 4-1 on the season. 2-minute break on the postgame. We'll come back with the Subway Restaurant Player of the Game. We'll set up the postgame here and get you ready for our next broadcast. K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You should be driving a Kia from Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson.
School's back in session, and is your car flunking out? This is Skip Young from Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, where we're going to give you up to $4,000 for your old car, even if it doesn't make the grade. High mileage? No problem. Body damage? No problem. You don't even have to wash it to get $4,000 from Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson. Plus, you can use this money to buy a 2018 Kia Sorento that's normally $31,000. For just $21,500, or a 2018 Kia Soul that's normally $18,270 for just $10,770. Folks, those are used car prices for brand new cars. All credit is welcome. We're going to get you a low payment because you know I want to see you in a Kia.
You should be driving a Kia from Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson.
Kia of Lansing on South Pennsylvania Avenue and Kia of Jackson on Page Avenue across from Menards. The KiaGiants.com.
Next trade through the purchase of select models, prices plus tax and tags expire.
At Summit Orthodontics, Dr. Backinger and her team make braces fun. Summit Orthodontics specializes in family-friendly scheduling. They know you need flexibility, so appointments are on time with no waiting in one room or another. Before and after school appointments are normal and encouraged, so there's no time off work or school. Getting braces for you or your children should be relaxing and stress-free. After you meet Dr. B and her team, you'll know why Summit Orthodontics is number one in Jackson for braces and your smile. Summit Orthodontics, 517-782-9331.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock solid repair.
We
now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, as the Columbia Central Golden Eagles marching band makes its way across the track in front of us. Victorious Columbia Central team tonight, 49-33 winners. And, you know, it started with Garrick Elliott's kickoff return for a touchdown, the initial play of the game. The Eagles never looked back. They led the whole way. And every time Onstead tried to make a run at them, Columbia Central had an answer. And often, it was in the hands of Garrick Elliott. He is our Subway player of the game. Yes, sirree, Bob. Subways provide box lunch programs to area sports teams. If you've got a hungry team to feed, get in touch with one of those Jackson area Subway locations.
Yeah.
Jason, your impression of Garrick Elliott tonight?
Well, we knew he was going to be a factor in tonight's game. We didn't know he was going to be tonight's game. I mean, he took the opening kick for a score. He had a pass touchdown of 60-plus yards, a passing or receiving touchdown of 30-plus yards, another kick return for a touchdown. I mean, he did it all, put up 28 points basically by himself with a little bit of the aid of Cole Partridge, and then, you know, the Columbia Central offense just took care of the rest, and it was all over after that. I mean, they really, that first opening shot, taking the opening kickoff back for a score, really kind of set the tone for what Columbia was going to do in this game.
And, you know, you can't discount that playing from ahead perspective for Columbia Central, because Onstead is a team that, if let's say they don't kick off and give up a touchdown immediately, their opening drive, they make some noise, and you know, they if they get ahead and they can send those big backs out there to just eat up clock and control the football, it might be an entirely different perspective on this game.
Yeah.
Garrick Elliott, just big play after big play, and of course, like you said, honorable mention to Cole Partridge, because a couple of those touchdowns were just beautiful throws that he put into Garrick Elliott's hands in rhythm with momentum to run and even maybe walk into the end zone on one of them. It was just so open. So congratulations to the Columbia Central Golden Eagles tonight. And again, Garrick Elliott, our player of the game. And, you know, what do you see in Columbia Central going forward, Jason? That's a big win for them tonight in their conference next week.
Yeah.
They're at Erie Mason. The offense is no question.
Yeah.
They've got explosiveness. Cole Partridge, as you said, one of the best quarterbacks in the area. At the end of the season, maybe we can have a discussion if he's the best overall. But he's in his senior year. He's got the passing record under his belt.
Yep.
Right now, I think the one thing in his eyes, it's got to be a deep playoff run.
Yeah, and I think it has to be. They've got a few things to work on defensively. I think this tight jumbo type offense really kind of gave them fits throughout most of the game, and whether that's a question of the offensive scheme giving them trouble and them adapting to it, or just the fact that the Onstead running backs were just so big is the question. And then, you know, they got burned a little bit trying to jump routes and things like that on the passing side of things. The short little safety valve bubble screen type plays kind of bit them a little bit too for big plays, but that was just a coverage issue because they were so focused on that very confusing run game. And so a few things that they could clean up, but I they're a lot like Michigan Center in that they can score quick, they can score often, but they can also eat a ton of clock as well, because they have a solid running game with Partridge and Daniels both in the backfield. So they're going to be a fun team to watch. They'll be dangerous in the playoffs. I think once you get to the playoffs, a deep run is definitely not out of the question for Columbia Central.
I think you pinpointed it, Jason, though. They were undersized today against a big offensive line for Onstead, and like you said, big backs.
Yep.
So should they run into somebody like that down the road, that's going to be difficult for them. I think they did a good job of battling. They never quit on that, and even though those big backs were getting yards, positive yards in every play, they made them work for every single yard they got.
Yeah, and I think this is another, it's a completely different ballgame. If Onstead gets out in front first, I mean, they ate, 5.5 minutes off the clock when they were down by three scores. Imagine what they can do up by a score, two scores, whatever. And B, penalties, just bad penalties, procedure penalties, illegal shifts, confusion in the backfield, stuff like that that just bit them on a bunch of different plays. This could have been a completely different ballgame had they not had a couple of drives blown up with just bad penalties.
Exactly, Jason, and that was a great point, because I was just about to say Columbia Central, on the other hand, largely mistake-free football most of the night.
Yep.
And that was really a big factor, difference maker in the 49-33 win. So, again, Columbia Central 4-1 now. Next week they're at Erie Mason on the road, and we'll wish them good luck on that one. Meanwhile, Onsted now 2-3 on the year. They won their first two games. They've lost three straight since. Blissfield 51-8, Hillsdale 38-19, and now 49-33 to Columbia Central. And they're at Dundee next week, which is going to be another tough one.
Another tough game, yeah.
There's not a lot of
there's no off weeks in the LCAA.
So our next broadcast, we head to Napoleon. Or excuse me, we head to East Jackson. Napoleon will be there with us.
Yep.
And they're taking on the Trojans. That's our Friday football frenzy next week. So make sure you come down for the pregame tailgate. Sign up for a two-year lease on the 2019 Chevy Equinox from Art Main Chevrolet. Have you gotten to drive it yet?
I drove it. I actually picked it up from Art Main. Well, Ashley drove it there.
Okay, nice.
And then I drove her car to work. But, yeah, it was it's nice.
I'm going to try and get behind the wheel of it this week and just take it. I might take
definitely
it up.
Should.
Get some lunch or something.
Subway, right up the street.
Right up the street. So thanks to Subway, our Subway player of the game tonight. Again, Garrick Elliott with two returns for touchdowns on kickoffs. And two receptions for touchdowns. A lot of yards under his belt all purpose tonight. And he's our player of the game. That's an Al Bundy style achievement.
It is.
Four touchdowns
in a
single high school football game. So tune us in next Friday night, about the same bad time, same bad station right here on K105.3, the Football Frenzy. For Mike Reed back in the studio.
Thanks, Mike.
Twisting the buttons, twisting the levers. Do you twist, pull levers, twist knobs?
Yeah.
He's
sliding
doing it
the sliders.
All. He's doing it all. And for Jason Smith, I am Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next week.